This is PFW in progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Do you know who I am? I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Andy was the boss.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylist, one of the group. I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon, but I also nickname my testes. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
And some guy named Tom.
People seem to like me because I am polite and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks. Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
PFW in progress.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Skyrockets in the afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is a big day here at Gillette Stadium, July 24th, Thursday. And, of course, it is the first day of, well, it was going to be the first day of public practice, but it is raining like crazy here in Foxborough, Mass. Yeah. Well, it's good for him to be on the field. But the fans kind of got shut out today. It was pouring like mad this morning, and the Patriots decided to move practice indoors. Fans that did head down to Gillette Stadium were able to go into the stadium and watch it inside the bowl on the big screen, but it wasn't that nice, beautiful July day we were hoping for to kick off camp, but we'll get through it. The first of many, many training camp practices are under the Patriots' belt. They're finished up here. Right now, Belichick finished his press conference at around 11:45. And the rest of the boys are online for lunch. Not surprising. So I'm down here holding down the fort, Fred Kirsch, until they get here. Well, up, the door's open. Here comes Andy Hart with a plate of food. Eric, followed by Paul and Dan Tugender. Everybody's here.
So you really weren't saying anything important because you were ready to just list off our food as we came in the door.
So Dan has my plate.
No, actually,
no,
the interns
who...
He's right behind us, so don't worry.
They were actually an elevator load in front of us.
Where's my plate?
No, they were behind us in line.
All right. Anyway, so as I said, practice got moved inside today, unfortunately, for the fans.
It's flipping pouring out.
It is.
Absolutely.
No, it is.
Carts are going to start blowing away. It's a tornado out there. Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
Goddamn ridiculous.
It's type rain. It is. It really is.
So the Patriots have another practice tonight at 5:30. Right now, it is scheduled to be indoors. So
stay home.
Planning to come.
Stay home.
The
Don't
rain,
chance it.
You know, it'll look like it's going to clear up, and then 10 minutes later, another cell comes through. So that's the forecast for the rest of the day. So to be on the safe side, the Patriots called the later practice inside as well. And if you were planning on coming down, stay home. Tomorrow is supposed to be a nicer day, and they do have a practice at 2:30. So,
have you gone to anything interesting yet?
It's 12:06. You've
gone through all the news. Rodney Harrison's
on
PUP.
We haven't done anything yet.
Why are you going through the camp schedule?
Because I'm waiting for you guys to get here.
Rodney Harrison's on PUP. That was probably not on our blog.
Hold on.
Well, I blogged that he wasn't there.
The Patriots announced their PUP list today, which included 11 players. Let's go over that list.
I don't have
the
list.
Okay, and before we do that, trying to tell you that there's an addition to that list.
I assume these people that listen to us are huge fans, so they've checked Reese,
we're
going to
get that. Don't worry.
PFW in progress. I'm trying to update with information that just came out. There was a mistake in the release. Rodney Harrison was supposed to be included on PUP. There's 12 players.
So now there's 12.
Thank you.
All right, good.
Because I'm somewhere in Attleboro.
First day of camp.
And more important breaking news, Andy Hart, right again. Tom Brady does not have a front row preferred parking spot.
As he's had for the last 8 years.
Forever. He is now just one of the guys because he was not a leader in the offseason program.
Wow.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, you know what? I think that's a testament to Bill Belichick. He's got his rules. No matter who you are, if you don't follow them, if you don't meet the criteria, you're not going to get the privilege.
So that just became a positive somehow for this team, that Tom Brady's working less
hard
than he was 2 years
ago? He's one of the guys. There's no exceptions. There's no exceptions.
So this was all set up by Belichick.
It's been all set up. Belichick said to him, look, Tom.
Go surfing with Giselle. Who needs push-ups?
If you're not here in the offseason as much as you were in the past, I can't give you that privilege. And Tom was like, okay, I'll make up for it. And that was it.
Now you're making up entire conversations.
Oh, my God.
Well,
he did talk about it.
I'm basing mine on history.
Okay.
What are you basing
yours on? I'm basing mine on history. The first 7 years he was quarterback, he had a front row parking spot. This year he doesn't.
So all of a sudden he's not, you know,
working as hard.
Going to give it his all this year?
He said if he wanted to, he would have gotten it.
Time out. I mean, I know we're having some fun, and I think that was funny.
Yeah, why didn't Two-Gender chime in? He taped the interview.
I was the only one that heard it.
Let's not make this out to be this huge positive.
Since when do you sit in here?
Where's the tape?
He usually is one of the harder workers in the off season, and he gets a parking spot to show that, you know, as a reward for that. This year he wasn't around as much. I mean, those are just facts.
That is a fact. I didn't deny
it. And it's troubling
that.
To some
but
of
why
us.
Are we trying
I
to make
think
it
it's
out
good
to be
that Belichick
positive?
despite him
seriously.
Not being here, a lot of guys, no matter what they do, get that spot on other teams. But not on this
not
team.
If it's,
not
if
on this
spot
team.
Spot is given to one of the eight or
not
12.
On this team. Some guys on other teams, when they reach a certain stature, they can do anything they want
and
nothing
you,
changes. That's not the case on this team.
I agree with you, Fred, that some teams, depending on your status, you're given a parking spot.
All guys get a parking spot.
No.
I mean, I don't see anybody being bussed in
this
here.
This is unbelievable. This is going to be one of those shows.
This really is. He's in rare form right now.
He doesn't want to talk.
Where the hell you been?
So Andy can take this and say.
I said, let's be serious now. Obviously, Andy's going one side
and
going the other.
So as long as you admit that Andy's going one side.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Andy's taking it way
the side of the facts.
But he's doing it intentionally.
Okay. All right.
Andy's definitely going overboard the other way. No one's suggesting
that. You disputed. And when we were arguing earlier this offseason, you disputed that he was doing anything any different. That's why I brought
it
up. He clearly did something different.
Oh, he absolutely. Back when we talked about it, we said he was usually here. I said, you know,
you
I'm thinking he'll be here by June 1st.
And
he was
you implied
that
he would make it all up and still end up fulfilling every requirement that he always had. He clearly didn't because
he didn't get his spot.
He didn't get the spot.
And I think that's a good thing that he didn't get the spot.
We don't because we think he should have been here working out.
Okay. I'm kind of glad that he doesn't get the exception.
Right. That's sort of like a secondary afterthought kind of thing. The
it would be two problems if he didn't work out and still got treated like he did.
Right. I don't see.
And on a lot of teams,
one doesn't erase
the
other.
I don't see the possibility of if you're giving away a perk to your players based on your performance for something that you have to do in order to earn that. I don't see teams giving away a parking spot that's not earned.
I think a lot of places your parking is based on your seniority and your
status. I think there
are
teams that you just get it for being who you are, and that's that. You didn't have to earn it.
Here, that's not the case.
That's not the case here. You have to earn it.
Right.
But I don't think that if it's set up in a manner in which it has to be earned, I don't think that any coach would have given it to a guy who didn't get it.
I mean, the only guy that would do that is your high school football coach who let you skip camp and then begged you to come on the team.
Well, you know, sometimes there's different rules for different caliber of players, Andy. That's the way it is.
Did you see the gut on Brady? He's so out of shape.
Can we get back to serious for a minute? No screwing around aside.
So we're admitting, Fred, now we're admitting that Andy is going overboard one way.
I just wanted to say,
and we're admitting you're going the overboard the other way. Okay?
But he didn't throw much.
But he did not.
That's the facts. Matt Castle and Matt Gutierrez got most of the reps with the first unit.
He did not throw at all.
Here's what I want to talk about.
That's a fact. Jack.
Belichick was asked about Brady's parking spot and his participation this offseason, and I don't have the entire quote verbatim here. I scribbled down some stuff. But he talked about It being important for every player to do everything he can to be ready for the season.
I never said that.
Then he paused and he said, I think Tom did everything he could to be ready for the season. I wanted to know if you guys
That'd
felt...
be false.
I want to know if you guys felt that he was there was a hint of disappointment in Bill's voice when he said the follow-up, or what you guys felt about that. Obviously, Fred, you didn't see it.
Well,
you didn't hear it.
You know, again...
And I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it. I'm trying to be serious.
No, and I am
for the
too.
First time ever.
I think, you know, look at the words. I think he did everything he could. It wasn't everything that
he
the criteria
done in the
on
past.
This team...
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah. I totally agree with you, Fred.
Right. So maybe there were things that didn't allow him, but he can't make an exception for that.
No, and we're not asking him to.
What does that mean?
We're not asking him to. We're just saying it concerns us that he didn't get the spot that he usually gets every year. And when Bill was asked about it, as Paul said, there was some sort of indicator. You might be able to read between the lines that Bill wasn't exactly pleased that his starting Hall of Fame to be quarterback didn't get the parking spot that he always gets.
And that's, I mean, that's kind of obvious because of the history. I mean,
of course.
It's different and it's negative.
Right.
He's been demoted based on the workouts.
Demoted?
His parking spot.
Oh,
the hierarchy of the off-season workouts, Tom Brady wasn't at the top of the chart.
That's true. And for whatever reason, we don't know what those reasons were.
And it looks terrible based on who he is because you have photos of him in L.A. doing this, in Costa Rica doing that, in Italy doing this. I mean,
now granted,
it's hard to feel like, oh, Bill must be talking about something serious, like a death in the family. Or he doesn't really seem to get that benefit of the doubt from people like me because of the photos of him carrying a surfboard off the beach in Costa Rica.
Right. Now, the general public, probably this offseason, Brady has gotten into the celebrity worldwide status that he probably didn't even enjoy when he was winning the Super Bowls a few years ago, based on who he's with now and all that. He's gotten to this level where cameras follow him around everywhere.
Right.
All the time. So in the public's eye, maybe it looks like
he's
doing all these things even more so than usual. And maybe he is. But you would think Bill has a better idea of knowing what his players are doing, especially players like Brady, in the offseason. And if he's even showing a little bit of concern, that concerns me. That's what I'm saying about it. And that was our hunch. That Andy and I were talking about that and Paul during the offseason.
You think he showed concern today?
When he was asked the question, he had to think about it for a little bit to sort of think about face on it. So in our minds, it kind of came across like it was something that, if it really were no big deal, and he said, well, it's no big deal. It's just a parking space. You know what I mean? It didn't.
Well, no, it's a big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. And
I mean,
they make it a big deal.
It's a big deal here. It's a parking spot. It's a headshot board in the training room. I mean, in the weight room with all the names listed on a permanent board, they changed the photos. It has been the cover of the game day program in the past, all the off-season workout winners. I mean, it's clearly a huge thing.
And you know what?
So now my next question is, Brady was available today. What did he say?
Yeah, two-gender got in there.
Dan was in the middle of that scrum and I believe has tape from it, but I think he's going through
audio.
That tape.
I think Gary's
He's probably going through that tape.
We're going to hear that audio soon.
Okay,
but
so
he addressed
we'll
it. I think he actually brought up.
He's the reason people were talking about it because he talked about it.
Okay.
Right.
So, here he is. Here comes Dan.
And he brought his lunch down instead of the recorder. That's why there's a delay on the
Dan,
Brady
did,
audio.
Did Tom Brady address this parking situation?
Yeah, I got to find it.
So he's going to find it on the tape, and once he finds it, we'll get it up there.
Another issue we should talk about coming out of Bill and involving one of the polarizing figures or whatever of the offseason is Nick Cashier. Is on PUP. Belichick kind of got in a little, call it a urination battle with the guy from the Standard Times at the end of the press conference, questioning whether he was physically unable to perform.
As in injured.
As in PUP. Or was there something else? And they kind of went back and forth. I actually think the kid from the Standard Times, and this is total Andy Hart speculation, was trying to ask...
Now, is this the New Bedford Standard
replacing
Dan Pyers?
No,
well, no,
he's always been
on the beat.
Oh, okay.
You know the one. You know.
I do?
Yeah. Right. I think he almost wanted to ask, does PUP just have to be hamstring injury, failed physical, whatever, or are there sort of extenuating circumstances, which could be drugs? You know,
which we all know there are extenuating circumstances. He talks about it all the time. It's not necessarily a specific injury.
Right.
If you don't pass the conditioning run, for example, he deems you unfit to play.
Right, and that makes sense.
He's absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. No question.
But I think the kid was trying to ask, could there be more than that? Could,
I was going
to
let you
not
go
an
on.
Injury? Could there be mental issues? Off the field or whatever, issue? Any of that. Can you lump that in there? Mm-hmm. And they kind of went back and forth and got pissy at each other.
See, now, as I started to say that, I saw Gary have a big twitch. I wasn't going to say. I was going to say. I just said I was going to let Andy get into that because it seemed like the guy was trying to get him to say, is he dealing with the drug
right.
rehab
but what,
of some sort?
What do you think Belichick's issue was with the question?
I think he
First of all, it was wrong because he brought up injury.
The reporter brought up
made
injury.
Reference to the word injury, and the word injury had yet to been used.
The question was asked earlier about Kazier. There was a question
from Canada
and
Kazier's home country.
And Bill said,
also the home country of other.
You
things.
Know how they, you know, the regular stuff that Bill always says. We keep that stuff internal. It's between the team and the player, and you know he's dealing with that or whatever. I forget exactly the words right. that he used. And the woman asked a follow up, saying, "Is that why he's not out here now?" Now, I'll go back and look at the transcript. I don't remember, you know, the preceding thing that Bill said having anything to do with injury for Kazier. When she said, is that why he's not out here now? And then Bill followed that up by saying, I didn't say that. I never said that. So several questions later is when this exchange with the Standard Times took place. And he started up by saying, well, you said that when you said were asked if he was injured, you said, I never said that. So you were saying he's not injured? Then why is he on PUP?
Yeah.
And I don't think Bill ever said that he wasn't injured specifically.
No, he didn't answer the question. All he did was say, I didn't say that. So, and he didn't say yes or no, is that why he's not out there?
And then
there?
Bill later
but
said,
the inference
physical,
I got
there's
the
something
first,
physical, but you
he
can
said
spin
it's all
physical however
but
you want.
But the inference I got from the first question, when Bill said, I never said that, she said, is that why he's not out here? The inference I got
was
legal.
Right.
Was he still involved in a legal process?
Oh, I took it as
and was it discipline?
Yeah. I thought it came right after the team discipline. So she was saying,
that's all rolled in one.
Right.
Yes,
right.
That's all.
They were talking
for me,
about
that's
that.
All rolled
there was
in
no
one.
Injury
that's
involved.
What I felt they were
and
talking
he never
about.
Said that. No.
So the bottom line is, as we talked about upstairs, he might just be out of shape because he was in court or, you know, some things had him.
Hey, he's
kept
dealing,
him from doing
he's
what he needed to
dealing
do.
With the legal problem for the better part
right.
of a month
so maybe,
anyway.
Maybe he didn't
he's probably unfit
pass the
to play.
Run.
He's probably not ready to be on the
and
field.
And he's probably trying to get off the addiction that he had, if that's,
well, I think that's,
well,
what
that's true.
I think that's what the question was
I
trying.
We need to tiptoe through some of that.
No, I don't
was
know.
The question, the follow-up question at the end that was kind of provoking Bill a little bit, I think was trying to get
and
at
you
that.
You can't talk about that. That's one of those where I agree with Bill. That's totally 100%.
That's a confidentiality
personal
violation.
All of that. You know, so that is 100%.
Bill can't get into that.
That's
even
why
worse
than talking about the HIPAA and the ankle injury.
That's one of the things that the Players Association really, really gets upset about when players are rumored to be moving in the offseason and stories get written that, well, he's at step one of the program or whatever, and that's not supposed to be known
right.
by anybody outside of the league.
Pete Carroll was fined for that, I believe. He violated that.
Really?
During his tenure, yeah.
But I know that's one of the real sticking points in – you know, look, it was a kind of a slow day to start. I mean, it's an exciting day to open up training camp. We were stuck inside. You know that the coaches don't like being in there.
Yeah.
There's no way they can get the amount of work done.
There's a lot of positional
on
work,
a half a field that
a
they would get done on two
stuff,
full fields.
I know the DBs didn't like being in there. They were having trouble slipping.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very humid, too. It's like SEC weather down here.
Yeah, I noticed that turf, when it's humid,
it's
very
slick.
Slippery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. Yeah. I think it's more
that's
slippery.
That's probably the one drawback that surface
it's
has.
It's more slippery when it's damp than it is when it's wet.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like when it's any sort of, like,
that's surface kind of film.
Deep,
yeah.
Yeah, but
very
then
deep.
Once it rains, and if it's pouring, then it's kind of just gets normal again or something.
Right.
There's a weird in-between. There was another major news thing or issue we should talk about.
Vrabel.
Vrabel's on PUP.
Well, that's why don't you read the whole? Is that the whole list right there?
I will read the release. That first of all, I know it. Before I get to this, the Patriots are at 80 men right now. That does not include
Gerard
OJ Mayo again. Gerard Mayo, who has yet to officially, but it's done because Bill even talked about it, and Bill never even talks about it until it's really done. He said it sounds like it's close.
Well,
so
how did he put it?
He said
it's
when
close
it's done,
to
we'll
done,
tell you.
But it's never done until it's done.
To me, until they're done. It's not done.
Right. But for him to talk about it means it's done. He's just not sure that the actual facts went through or whatever.
I actually talked to him a little bit before the press conference, as I told you, as I was waiting to get on the elevator.
Me.
Yeah, I noticed that, Paul. I mean, Fred.
They're not sure he's going to be there in the afternoon.
Right.
I mean, I think he was.
But it's done.
He's being
but it's not like they're miles apart. It's not, it sounds like they're very close.
I said they are miles apart.
Just because he's not here.
Well, I said, does he still
have
to
mile
run?
Or two, at least between them.
I was talking figuratively.
I asked him if he still had to run, and they said well, he still has to sign.
Right.
So.
Which means he still has to run.
He has to run. Right.
Which he wasn't running until after he signed.
Which means I don't think we're going to see him in the afternoon.
Right.
Because I choose not
to
run.
And when they sign him, someone will have to get cut. But they signed somebody this morning, defensive tackle Titus Adams, who is 25, originally selected in the seventh round by the Jets in 06, blah, blah, blah. He's been with the Jets, Giants, Chargers, Bengals, practice squad, released by the Bengals in July.
Have helmet, will travel, huh?
Yeah. This is the now 12-man PUP list.
5 o'clock.
Jarvis Green, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Two different players with many, many names. DB Ellis Hobbs, tackle Nick Kasher, guard Stephen Neal, tackle Oliver Ross, linebacker Bo Rude, linebacker Mike Vrabel, wide receiver Wes Welker, center Ryan Wendell, and defensive lineman Mike Wright, as well as Rodney Harrison, who was not included in the original release.
There was also
two notable names would be Mike Vrabel and Rodney Harrison, two guys that we don't have
pre-existing injuries.
A lot of knowledge of.
They were out there.
Vrabel was out there.
They were out there for
minicamp. Harrison was out there. Welker is a guy that we don't know specifically, but he missed all of the offseason.
Right. Right. But you're not concerned about him.
Who?
Welker.
No. He's made comments that have very much poo-pooed any concern.
I'm not concerned about any of them. Because
I am. Ellis Hobbs.
He's on PUP. I don't know how it could be any clearer than that.
You think there's a chance that Ellis Hobbs isn't ready to start the season?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm not that concerned about that.
There was another missing player who
wasn't. You're not concerned that he can't start, or you're not concerned because you think he will start?
I was going to say, some might take it as a positive.
Right.
Bill might go, phew, I didn't have to make that decision.
I'm not concerned about him from a health standpoint. Let's put it that way.
There was also a player who was not seen out there who was not on the PUP list, and that was tight end Benjamin Watson. And Bill was asked about that at the press conference, and he said, and the reporter said, he's not on PUP, right? And Bill said, no, he's not on PUP. So what does that mean?
He's on
normal?
PUP. He's on PUP.
He didn't really answer what was wrong with Watson and why he wasn't there either, but
I think Gary's trying to tell us he has the audio ready.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
But that was the only
the Brady audio? I get the Brady audio.
That's the only player that was not accounted for.
Well,
Stripper says
the end of the dynasty, Giselle killed the dynasty. So why don't we hear what Tom Brady has to say?
Did you get your parking space this year?
No. I gave it up. I didn't compete for it this year.
You were lying, yeah.
I'm sure if I would have competed, I would have won. But I chose not to compete.
Is that part of where you felt you needed a bigger vacation this offseason?
No. I think, there was there's other things that have come up in my life that I've had to make choices on. So, one of the choices was to, spend time away with things that I don't get the opportunity to do when I'm in the football season. So, yeah.
Tom, it looks like you don't.
I think it's important for every player to, to do everything they can to be ready for the season. And I think Tom, did everything he can to be ready for the season. So.
So I'm fine with it.
I'm proud of myself. I actually got
the kid.
I got that quote right.
Well, I know. I don't think it's just the kid. I think it's also spending time with his family and Giselle.
Oh, I took that as the kid.
No, I think it's everything.
And I think
just out of
curiosity.
Don't
get me wrong. I think that's admirable.
I think it's everything.
I think it is.
Here's the thing, Fred. I'm absolutely fine with it too. So this is going to be very rare in PFW in progress. The alliance is going to be Kirsch Perillo.
And
wow.
I'm with
you.
And Hart Scalabrino.
My God,
kind of
I'm with you.
I think it's going to start raining locusts.
But I want.
The reaction to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Before the Super Bowl, Tom Brady got in trouble because he said, "I don't want to beat teams. I want to kill them." Now we got him saying, "I'm not competing anymore."
And he didn't look himself in the Super
I'm
Bowl
not
either.
Competing
see,
anymore.
This
see,
is,
that's what you
that,
do.
That's just idiotic.
You take a strain
that
of truth.
Idiotic.
And you go around
I'm defending
the
Patriots, Fred.
And you know
Gary,
what?
You have that mark
I,
on the tape?
I'm liking more and more Mike Parenti sitting in that seat. Really. Oh, by the way, I should make that announcement.
I don't know
really
if we were still doing
nurse
campaigns.
Strikes again.
No, we did replace Tom Casale.
Thank God.
We hired Mike Parenti after interviewing several people.
I got a new campaign ad that hasn't run yet.
We can run it anyway. But it's out there.
Still change
anyway.
His mind, you know.
I know that somebody in PFW in Progress posted it. I know it was posted on PatsFans.com. The news is out.
Someone
there.
On PFW in Progress posted
Wait,
it.
Yeah,
officially.
That they heard that Parenti.
Oh, that's just from when we were talking the first day. Like,
was
it Tom or one of his many personalities?
Because they read it on PatsFans.com.
It's on PatsFans too.
Yeah, someone had it on PatsFans like right away when we were talking about it. We said
no, this was Shalice.
No, Shalice wrote
saying congratulations to Michael Parenti.
Yeah. Oh,
he has something
I'm
all
sorry.
Long for, security.
She basically said he's a friend, and so she gave him her stamp of approval.
Well, here's the thing that I'll
unless
I'll
one of Tom's names is Shalice.
Well, I'm going to get
I would
into
rather
my,
not have I, someone like someone else commenting directly on our business on a message board, you know, but.
Oh, I already got crucified on it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Really? By who?
Fred, now
I don't know that.
Fred, now you can join the Heart Perilla.
No, I don't.
The
I don't,
whole happy family.
I don't know who the names are, the pseudonyms. But, you know, basically they took something that Mike wrote.
Thank you.
You know, when Spygate first broke and the Patriots weren't speaking up for themselves. And basically said, you know, the longer they don't speak, the more it tarnishes their, you know, but nothing in it that was false. It was just his opinion.
Yeah.
And so somebody took that passage, you know, of all the.
And said, how can you hire
all
someone
the thousands
who has this
of things
thought?
That he's written over the last 7 years and said, oh, this is who they hired, you know.
Did they have that, like, at the ready?
Yeah, like, basically. This is
that?
Who they hired. You know, this is what we have to look forward to. I don't know what Fred does over there and how he decides
so,
who to
so
hire.
The fans
I agree with that part.
So that fan doesn't want objectivity in the reporters who actually cover the team?
Well, you know.
No.
You say you've been here long enough to know the answer to that.
I know. It was a rhetorical.
Well, I just don't think it was fair that, you know, we were all saying the same thing. Even diehard fans, which I am.
Even
and
you were saying that
I
you wish that we would come out and say something.
Please, come out and say something.
Right.
Defend yourself. You know, because I knew it was crap.
But we're excited about Mike, and he's excited to be with us, and he'll be a couple of weeks when he finishes up his duties at his old place.
He was very impressive in his interview. We had him back for a second interview. He does a lot of things in addition to his writing, which, of course, is the core that's going to help us out.
And
so,
he'll fit right in with our show.
He's
and he's
fit.
Done stuff with John Rook in the past. And our listeners already know him. So,
he'll fit right in over there,
be a seamless transition.
Huh? Is that what you're saying, Paul?
That's your job.
I really think that you're taking this the wrong way, Eric.
It's a promotion.
You're getting basically your own show.
And he doesn't chew on the air.
Right. You can mold this show any way you want. The show that we're on right now... This is set in stone. It is what it is. You have a chance to basically form your own show there. You can get guests. Gary actually produces for that
guests.
Show. He, you know, you can. Oh.
Did you see there was a big brawl in a WNBA game?
Yeah. Detroit at it again.
Wow.
Yeah, the girls fighting.
Meow. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, all right. Using the term girls loosely there.
But back to the Patriots because people.
Good thing
are,
I miss wasn't watching that highlight. He would have been off the air again.
People are eager to find out. More of what happened today.
Lots.
So
should we get back into? I mean, the Brady thing. Are we?
Well,
let's go through everything, and then we'll come back to Brady.
All right.
We'll argue about that.
Well, what else
why
we have?
Didn't you bring me dessert?
I didn't bring your food for you. Your interns did.
Where are they?
You want this little piece of cheesecake I didn't eat?
They went back upstairs.
No, you're not really going to eat that.
I need
you?
Something.
I'm embarrassed
sweet.
For you.
No, look it. I didn't even eat this.
Why?
Was your burger like mooing?
Yeah,
it's
not even
was.
Cooked.
I ate it, but
I ate mine too, but
it was like ridiculously pink.
Yeah,
and that bothers me. On
I mean, it tasted really good, but I could only eat
my
one.
Burger was very good.
And
the roll felt like it was four weeks.
Don't worry about the Brady stuff. Let's get to how red the meat was.
No, let's get to. I want to get to practice and all the different.
We're talking about practice.
One thing I okay, you can. He's going to eat this, guys. It's disgusting.
All right, let's get back to
what
practice.
Is it, cheesecake?
Yes,
I love cheesecake.
Yeah, but I like.
But Andy's been eating
else's.
It.
I had sex with it, and then now you can eat it.
didn't stop him.
I have to do my share here as the offensive line expert. When the Patriots signed Gerard Mayo, if I'm Anthony Clement, I would be a little worrisome that my locker might be cleaned out for me. The veteran tackle from the Jets had a tough first practice. Excuse me, got chewed out a number of times, was in his stance while everybody else was firing out, was just sort of lollygagging through it. Did not impress Dante Scarnecchia or Andy Hart.
It's unfortunate because he's the most massive lineman out there.
Oh, yeah, he looks the part, but he may end up looking like a big old stiff and being kicked off the team at some point.
Who looked good?
I was just going to, you know.
Who looked good? Ray Ventrone.
Caught some passes out there.
You know who stood out to me? Jason Webster.
Yes.
Although nice I thought Jason Webster looked pretty good.
Looked really good covering Randy Moss. One play later when he was covering Ray Ventrone, he was trailing
traffic.
This is
true, but, you know, Ray Ventrone, he's sneaky.
And Webster, on that first pass, that when he was covering Moss, Moss kind of slipped, and Webster had an open pick six right in front of him, and he just dropped the ball.
But he was involved. He was around the ball a lot.
We got rid of the guy that drops the ball on interceptions.
Actually, you have the guy who dropped about 27 of them in Brandon Merriweather. He's still out there.
And the guy who caught 16 of them.
And the guy who had 16
years,
to his credit is gone.
Doing dances in Philly. And I think we can just downright forget saying that there's any kind of experiment with Tank Williams.
Tank Williams is a linebacker.
When they went first defense, interior, working on the running game.
It's 9-on-7.
It was Teddy Bruschi and Tank Williams at inside linebacker. No passing game involved, no possibility of a passing game.
Now, you might say
he's at inside linebacker.
You know, Mayo wasn't out there, so you might say, well, but Hobson.
Hobson
I would think they would want to get Hobson reps because he hasn't.
He's off on the Hobson talk.
He hasn't played inside at all, and Bill even reiterated that today, talking about all the time he was an 80% player. Right. With the Jets, you know, in terms of percentage of snaps.
More on the line.
But more on the line as an offensive, as an outside linebacker. And now you would think there's an adjustment there. And here we go, 9-on-7's first day of camp, and Tank Williams is next to Teddy.
Was Hobson playing outside because Vrabel was?
No, he was second inside.
He was second inside
linebacker with Larry Izzo next.
Which Woods was filling for
Vrabel. That was one thing I found a little bit interesting.
And I don't buy Bill's, we do a lot of different things for depth later in the year. I'm sorry, it's the first, well, they practiced yesterday. So the first open day of practices, first group next to Teddy Bruschi. This is not some let's get him some reps. Let's get Troy Brown reps at cornerback in case we need him with the third group. This is your first group of players.
I agree.
If Victor Hobson was better than Tank Williams and was your likely starter, then he would be out there, no? Not lining up next to Larry Izzo.
I was very surprised.
I'll reserve that judgment for a week. To see what happens.
No, I understand. You're right.
But
you're right,
you're talking
Fred's
about
right.
First impressions.
But
first
I'd be
practice.
More likely to feel the other way if the week was reversed and we started with Hobson and then Bill goes, wow, Hobson's really picking
it
up.
My point
Let's
is,
put Tank Williams in there.
Fred's been around long enough to know, and we've all seen Bill do it. He's going to throw different personnel groups all over the place. I do agree with Andy that it was eye-opening on day one.
You're not going to fall for the banana, the tailpipe?
So I have that going? I agree with Andy that on day one it was interesting that that's the way they had it lined up.
He's already, you know, fiddling with things?
Who?
Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Like.
Yeah, like I said, I thought that the reason that Tank Williams was being used as a linebacker was more of a sub-package kind of thing. They wanted a fast, athletic linebacker type to be able to chase running backs across the middle of the field, do things that Teddy Bruschi has struggled with the last few years. Get him off the field in third down and get Tank Williams
right,
on.
Right.
Gerard Mayo. That's
or like
why
even
you
the tweener downs
that's
where
why
you're
draft a guy like Mayo.
It's
40-40
pass run, and you go, you know what,
sure.
Put Tank Williams in there. He's big enough to play the run. He's a safety, can play the pass. This was
a 9-on-7 drill, and he was out there in the middle.
It's third and one
on
at midfield, and he was in the game. That's
and I asked him about that afterwards, and you know he kind of gave me a generic answer.
By the way.
You
I like
first
day camp.
You definitely are jacked up.
I like football. I got shorts on. We're back out. We're inside.
The shorts and it's pouring rain out though. But it's kind of.
But I thought the secondary looked like Bryant Webster was out there for a little bit.
Merriweather
was taking Rodney's spot next to James Sanders.
Jimmy looked good.
I
called pass interference on him, but Fred said it was a clean play.
They focused on the running game a lot when they went into offense versus defense.
Oh, they were banging.
Maroney was getting carries a lot.
They were banging. They came
Morris
out banging
got a
heads.
Bunch of carries.
Yeah, full pads.
Maroney
yeah,
full
to
pads,
me, banging
not, heads. Not that confidence was ever a really huge problem in terms of talking from Maroney.
Some would say it was the problem.
But he seems to be very, very comfortable. I don't know how you Andy was
talking him,
about.
I asked him if he was ready for a break, if he was expecting a breakout season from himself, and he said, are you expecting a breakout season for me? And I said, yeah. He goes, me too.
Okay.
I like it. Now he's just got to, you know, do it and stay on the field. But
yeah. So, I mean, he
thumbs
looked,
down.
He looked real good.
Chad Jackson. Bad first day in a very crucial camp, a crucial guy, crucial spot.
Now, what do you base that on?
The ball always ended up on the ground when he was running routes.
For whatever reason, it did.
Okay.
Now, maybe it's because Matt Castle screwed up, or maybe it's...
Yeah, we should mention that Castle and Gutierrez did all the throwing. In most of the drills that they did, 7-on-7s.
I thought Castle looked pretty good.
I actually thought both quarterbacks did
the ball
pretty
looked
well.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Castle, with his timing
the
was
coverage,
pretty good.
The coverage was
both
good
those guys,
tonight,
I think, have the ability to look good in those drills.
Right.
I think Matt Castle now has to show he can do it in games. Yeah. He falls into the Rohan Davey in games where he takes forever to make a decision and then runs.
Now, maybe because it was a smaller venue than we're used to.
It's hard. It's hard to see. Very hard.
But the defensive backs looked very fast.
I thought the coverage was excellent. Yeah, I agree with Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, I'm with you today, man.
But again,
I'm with you, my friend.
It could be just such a more confined area. It seems like they're faster. But they really, really seem quick today and fast.
I thought they were breaking on a lot of the out
I really didn't even notice Terrence Wheatley.
I didn't notice him a lot. I didn't notice him or Will Hyde a lot.
Yeah, it was hard because they didn't do a heck of a lot of throwing when they were matching
Webster.
Up.
Webster
know?
Was the guy that, to me, every time I looked up, Webster was...
Well, Merriweather showed a lot of speed, too.
And they were using him in a lot of different ways. He was at the line sometimes, and he was back, which to me, I didn't know if he was that kind of a player, but he definitely looks
like
he's very versatile.
Well, he was that kind of player in college.
No, I know, but we haven't really seen it. So they were using him in a lot of different ways. But you I think you actually made the comment, Andy.
It was probably a good one.
Sanders, you know, was the strong safety. And when we're talking about Tank Williams, you know,
was
being
in
a
the
linebacker.
Passing game.
And and they have Sanders back deep, and Merriweather's the guy that's running around, you know, near the line of scrimmage in the slot doing different stuff. You know,
Jimmy Sanders,
I think Andy's right.
Player.
It was exciting. It was nice to get out there and have the first day. And I'll tell you who's really, really excited. For the fifth time maybe this offseason, Richard Seymour. Sounds like he cannot wait.
He's setting himself up for a fall.
He absolutely is.
If he doesn't
and
come out and dominate in the first three games.
It's all on him. But I think that he is sitting here saying, what has happened on the field the last two? That ain't me. I think he's saying, this isn't me.
Yeah.
And he has said it many times in the same way. Not many different ways, the same way. I'm out there. I've been out there the last 2 years playing on one arm and one leg.
But what if he tweaks the knee in week one?
Well,
is he
going
to, after the game, say, well, just
I'm
so
hurt.
You know, guys, I tweaked the knee today, so I'm back
leg.
Being with one leg.
He lost some weight. He said he had a good off season. He felt like he took off some pounds, and he was able to work out for the first time in 2 years. He said he felt like there was the going to bed last night. It was the day before the first day of school. He was all excited
That's
and
great.
Ready to get out there.
He was hoping
I like
for
to
snow.
Hear that. Good to hear.
Was he the one that said something about yoga?
He said, I didn't do any yoga.
I just heard. I was walking by that scrum.
I had heard because Ron Borges actually made a comment on ESPN Radio this week.
Ron Borges.
Yeah. He's on ESPN Radio.
Covering football?
No. He's on ESPN Radio. 890 ESPN.
Ron Borges has a show now?
He's been on this week.
He's been on this week. He's in a tryout.
Wow.
And he had made a comment that he had actually hooked Seymour up with a boxing trainer. That a friend, from the boxing world.
No, I haven't done anything unusual.
So we were asking him a lot of questions about his off season, and I wanted to ask him about boxing, but I didn't want to do it in front of other people, and I didn't get a chance to get to specifically say anything about boxing. But I asked him, was there anything different that he had done in the off season to lose the weight, to do, you know? And he goes, well,
"Hey,
no.
young lady,"
and he
What's
said,
your name?
"Wasn't like a it wasn't like I went out and did any yoga or anything like that." He said, "You know, he talked about just
and
you
think the
eating
the,
right,
the boxing slipped his mind there,
right? So I'm wondering if he actually
no, the
did.
Usual,
was board
I benched a little, I did some squats, and I went 12 rounds.
But that was the focus of his talk with the media was about his off season and about his workouts. And you know, someone I think actually asked him if he's looking forward to getting back to that level, and he kind of answered it politically correct and I don't think he wanted to seem overly boastful, but you could clearly infer that he knows that he hasn't played that well the last couple of years, and he put all the work in, and that's when he talked again about the knee and the arm. So you could say, you know, as a detractor, you could say he's making excuses, and you'd be right. He is. He offered up the injuries as a reason that he hasn't been productive, but he also said, I feel great, and I had a great offseason, and as Andy said, put it all on Richard Seymour.
It's good to
he's
see him enthused.
He's putting himself out there.
Because, you know, the
he's
last
such a laid-back guy.
He is.
You know, and you wonder. But
and it's a little out of character for him to be that overly enthusiastic
he
in
was
public.
Very
and
enthusiastic
he has been.
As
the last three interviews he's done publicly that we've covered.
He said something at the end, something like, you know, look, I'm healthy. I'm 28 years old. I'm in the prime of my career. Mm-hmm. I feel great. You know, it's great to be back out here with all the guys and have the pads on and go to work and blah, 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 blah. And he said all those things that, you know,
be nice to hear that from your 31-year-old quarterback, wouldn't it?
I'm done competing.
Caleb in Tampa.
I'm tired.
Caleb
in
Tampa says, I think that Brady should have been here more during the offseason. He should have been there being a leader and setting an example for some of the younger players and the rest of the team. If Brady doesn't play up to expectations this year, you can see fans coming back and blaming it on his offseason work ethic.
And Andy.
I also agree with Fred that when the Patriots play, they should blow the other team out of the water. I want running up the score. I want the Patriots to leave the team they played in ruins. I want the Patriots to just out and out-destroy the other team. I want the Patriots to be the bad team in the NFL. The only thing that Fred said I don't want is the woman raped, because the last time I checked, it's illegal and you can go to jail.
Good point by that writer.
Astute point. Absolutely.
An emailer.
I don't know how they're going to, you know, run up the score this year with Brady no longer competing.
What else do we see before we can get back into the Andy idiocy? What else is there to
let's talk about camp? What else did we see out there? The offensive
line.
Dom
Capers working with the defense.
I think he's going to be a huge addition to
Paul
the
said he had trouble finding
secondary.
Him.
He's a defensive
coach.
I think he blends into the woodworks. So, like, he's not an
Is he going like that?
He doesn't like yell and stand out, and there's nothing.
He's not like Scarnecchia, who you can hear from
or
all
even
the way
Ivan
the
Fears
room.
Or Pep.
Right.
He doesn't stand out.
Is
Romeo
a
stood
different
out.
Way of coaching.
Time for the horn again.
What
I did talk to Dom Capers this week.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Sat down with him on Monday. There's a story on Patriots.com.
Right,
there'll be
back, doing a backwards
something in Patriots Football Weekly next week as well. I think it's going to be a big addition to the secondary. You know, supposedly like 1 in 30,000 can do that or something like that.
Are you the one? Have you tried?
Never leave my house.
So this is the week.
You're disgusting.
Next week will be our first weekly issue of the year. So we go.
Oh, I got a quote for
starting
you.
Starting next
for that
week.
Story you're working on about Super Bowl hangover that I still haven't seen.
Which, by the way, is not being worked on.
Oh.
Because they're all poo-pooing it.
Adalys Thomas was asked about why teams don't make the playoffs or get back to the Super Bowl. And he said, bad football.
Super Bowl.
That's all he said, bad football, and that was his answer. I kind of agree with him, because usually the losers sucked. They got there on a fluke.
Obviously, he doesn't want to talk about it.
This
either.
Year, by chance, the winner sucked. They got there on a fluke, and they're
going to
stink.
I think it's one of those things that it's just kind of circumstantial. I think that there are different reasons, and, you know, I'll fall into billism. It's a case-by-case basis.
See, I think they're all the same. They weren't as good.
You know, like he even mentioned it today. The 96 Patriots were every bit as good in 97 to go back to the Super Bowl. They had a whole coaching staff change. That's an extenuating circumstance. If Parcells and Belichick and all those guys were back, Weiss and Cornell and I think they very much could have gone back. They came a hair away from doing it again anyway.
Yeah.
They could have definitely gone to the Super Bowl in 97 if Parcells and Belichick and those guys didn't leave. You know?
Is that the year Drew, the Vrabel play?
Yeah.
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 Got to Pittsburgh and lost 6-0.
Yeah.
7-6.
Oh, that was the Todd Collins. No.
Yes.
Yeah,
Todd
terrible.
Collins let Cordell Stewart go
down
the sideline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm off Drew. I'll never mention Drew in that game again.
If Drew doesn't fumble, they win the game 9-7.
I don't give a rat's ass. That was one of the worst. That's up there with, damn it, Paul, the running back grabbed his hamstring, dropped the ball.
Patrick Pass.
Some of the worst plays I've ever seen on a football field. Embarrassing.
Or what about the Joseph Addai play last year?
What did he do?
78-yard touchdown.
Oh, not even in the same league. That was a crappy play, but these are guys just shouldn't be on a football field. Embarrassing.
But then you have a lot of the Chicago Bears, you know, Rex Grossman and all that. You could make the argument that was a miracle that they were able to win all those games with such shoddy play at quarterback.
Them under, not that good. All those NFC teams, just not that good.
You know, Seattle.
New York Giants, not that good.
Seattle was a good team. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost. They're really not much different now than they were then. I mean, you could make an argument that Sean Alexander was an MVP the year they went to the Super Bowl, and he fell off. You know, he kind of hit the wall.
Right.
I think there's a case-by-case basis for all of these things. Andy's is an accurate one. A lot of those NFC teams that went year after year after year
awful teams.
Really weren't that good.
Right.
They kind of got hot at the right time in a weak conference. They went to the Super Bowl, and it wasn't that easy the next year.
Even Carolina wasn't as good as everyone thought they were.
Right. Carolina was had
they
a tough
been
time.
As good as I thought they were for some 7 years now.
You know, they got back to the playoffs since then, but, you know, Oakland was a very old team when they went to the Super Bowl,
Tampa
and they
Bay
lost
just on defense, and you know
they also
hold
got
that together.
They also got old.
They got old.
And Tampa, I mean, Oakland had the coaching, right?
Oakland had
they lost the coach. Well,
Callahan was in his rookie year.
Before, Callahan took them, but that was a very old team.
What a terrible coach he is!
You know, so I think there's some extenuating circumstance.
That's embarrassing.
Wait a minute. Callahan took Oakland to the Super Bowl?
Yes, because Gruden
was
won
a rookie.
It.
Gruden was on the Buccaneers.
Oh, okay. I thought
Gruden had left the Bucs. I had left the Raiders and gone to the Bucs. Callahan took over the Raiders, and then they met in the Super Bowl.
They played. What am I thinking?
Yes, Gruden won it with Tampa.
Right. Okay.
Fred, what were your reactions? You were out there all practice. I'd like to get some.
I was just disappointed it was indoors.
It was disappointing.
You know.
That it was you can't see anything in there. They don't have enough room to actually get their work done.
Yeah, you got Gostowski kicking off the roof.
you know, like I said, it, you know, guys look fast, but it could be just the surroundings, you know, because it's not open space. And
I thought Vince Red looked good.
You're going to be hearing that name a lot this summer.
Matthew Slater playing as advertised. They did a kick coverage drill.
Oh, yeah.
And he just came down and lit up C.J. Jones, who was the off returner, and the lead blocker just lit him up. And I turned to Paul and goes,
him, actually.
Matthew Slater doesn't know the term brother-in-law in it.
I thought Dave Thomas made it look easy.
He actually did make it look kind of easy. He made a few
good
catches.
Because he does when he's healthy and out there.
You know, Ventrone's, the first time Fred Ventrone's said it, he wasn't still at wide receiver. Yep. Actually looking like a wide
looking
receiver
like
a, now.
Yeah.
I don't
Marcus
know what,
Pollard actually laying some blocks down.
Yeah, Fred said he was stonewalling guys left and
Pollard,
right.
Pollard, I think, is an interesting guy. We're going to try to do Eric's going to try to talk to him and do a story on him for the next issue. I think that's an interesting development. 14 years, long career, very productive earlier with Peyton
Manning.
He could be
one of those guys that have, like, you know, 20 catches, but every one of them
are
big.
I think he's one of those spectrum guys. He full spectrum from him. Mm-hmm. Could be cut tomorrow,
yes.
Or could be a key
member,
of this team.
I
have no idea.
A lot of those guys this year we got.
I think that he definitely falls
Chad
to
Jackson,
that
I think, would fall to that. Yeah. Spectrum. Could be cut tomorrow or could be catching 35
starting
balls.
Starting number
and a couple
two guy and scoring five, six, seven touchdowns.
After one workout, I'm moving to the left, which is cut tomorrow.
All right. We got a lot of emails. We'll get to them. Where's Garrett? Right after this.
The New England Revolution are taking on the best teams and the best players in MLS, and you can be there. The Revolution 4-game supporters pack is the ticket to the best matches of the summer. Be there when the Revolution take on Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, Juan Pablo Angel and the New York Red Bulls, Ante Razov and Chivas USA, and David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. It sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order the 4-game supporters pack to guarantee you're in the building for the best matches of the season. 4-packs start at just $64. Now and get a Revolution supporter scarf free. Ticket packages and individual game tickets for the entire season are still available. Call the Revolution ticket office at 1-877-GET-REVS, Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222, or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst! Are you kidding me?
Revolution. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. Replace Tom Casale? Let me tell you what. This show only exists because of him. Paul Perillo? Forget about it, old man. Andy Hart? Tom's been carrying that no-talent slob for 3 years. Eric Scalavino? Please. He made this show what it is, and unless they're going to clone him, it'll be off the air in 6 months. Fred wanted to go cheap. Now you're all losing the most popular member in the history of PFW in Progress. Maybe the rest of the PFW staff can get jobs over at the new mall, because this show will die quicker than hot dogs going through Andy. Now that Mr. Football's in Las Vegas, book it. P.S. Take the under in the Patriots-Chiefs game for 5 units.
I'm Tom Casale, and you bet your ass I approve this message.
All right. Welcome back to PFW in Progress. We're here until 2 o'clock, day one of official Patriots training camp practices. And we announced that Mike Parenti is going to be joining us. But
we accidentally announced.
somebody else wants to get in on the action.
Hi, I'm somebody else. You might know me from Today's Show Open, the Gridiron Grillers commercial you just heard, and everyone else's campaign ad. Well, I'm not everyone else. I'm somebody else. First, thanks for all the votes. You know, I don't really know much about football,
but put a script in front of me and I can sound like an expert on anything. Kind of like Paul Perillo. So I'm the guy to replace Tom. Come on, Christina and Lori are hot. But hey, this is radio. Look at Fred and Andy's head. One size fits all? Yeah, right. So please, vote for somebody else. And don't forget lunch. I'm somebody else, and I approve this message.
All right, that's somebody else.
He brings up a good... Am I on? I can't tell. Can I get my light fixed on my button here, Gary? Could you get somebody on that? He brings up a good point, though. I think I've been discriminated against for years. Oh, it says right on the hat, one size fits all. I put it on my head, and it doesn't fit. That's discrimination.
You're not
implying
all.
That I'm not all.
You're not all.
I think they should. I want to start a campaign, one size fits
within
some.
Reason.
I've been screwed for years. It ain't right.
Well, you deserve it. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Speaking of Christina Acker, she was out at practice.
And loves our joke.
Talk to her about getting on the show more often. She's all for it. She loves the show, wants to get on. So we'll have her as a guest from time to time coming up. They've got some things they're working on at Patriots today. They're really going to take it to the next level.
Cherry pie?
What's the next level? Tomorrow?
No. Cherry
the
pie?
The next level. Her and B-Lo.
No, NASCAR is the car of tomorrow is the next level. Patriots today, Patriots tomorrow.
Yeah. I do have a problem with the
in
media,
if it's tomorrow, what's today?
In what way?
I really
the media.
You have a problem with the media?
The hugging.
Yeah. I mean, we're out there at the practice, and you would think that this was some kind of cocktail party.
Orgy, if more.
You know,
like
I mean, it's like the hugging and the kissing. And
between media, you mean?
Yeah. Media, you know, on media.
If there's one real drawback to all the success the Patriots have had, it's the groundswell of media that comes
that word again.
To the practice.
And what they think about themselves.
Speaking of media,
there's so
orgies,
many people
Fred,
today.
Marge was looking for you in the press box. She
That's
to know
a good
where
point.
You were.
Oh, That's man. A good point,
yes.
Andy.
But anyway, I mean, you could just tell the egos and, you know, the air kisses, you know, the hugging and the it's just – It's you know, all they needed was cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
Well, you know what I hate?
I was using tongue.
Are these the same people that get mad when, like, Eddie House hugs some guy on the Pistons? They write, like, a column. Oh, blah, blah. Aren't they in competition? Aren't media members supposed to be competing for news?
Well, in a way, yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. If I'm their boss, that's
I mean,
sure
some
as hell
of these
what
people,
I expect them to be doing.
You know,
but that doesn't mean you don't have to like them.
You're in competition. Hug on your time. You're on my time right now. When you walk in that building, you're covering the Patriots.
I'm not talking about
Want your
hugging.
Eyes focused on the field, not on some
hugging.
Hottie's breasts.
Yeah, but the Hector Farinella thing was awful.
There's some creepy guys in that
There's
media
just
court.
So many people here today.
Oh, did I forget
guys
that
with
John
the glasses,
was
the comb over. And that's just Paul.
I don't have glasses.
Sometimes you do.
Only at home.
Anyway, I just thought that was over the top.
Actually,
do you agree with me?
I wasn't really paying attention to that.
You
I was
were
looking
the corner
at the field.
Blogging. How did the blogging
Eric
go?
Eric was hugging blogging and grabbing guys' asses.
Blogging went fine?
Yeah.
Any good entries that people should go and read?
No.
Well, go read them and find out. Tell me. If you want me to do a better job, write back and tell me that.
Unbelievable.
What?
You can't.
I'm not going to. I'm not. What do you want me to say? Yes, I'm the greatest.
Well,
I wrote great blogs.
Just give me an observation that you made that you think is worth. Okay,
here we are. Fox.nerd.obsessive.
I mean, imagine if people could do that.
No. Your battery ran dead 10 minutes in. Should we tell them that? You almost screwed that up?
No, that's why I went over to the side and plugged in.
And you were using the other one? I thought you didn't have a problem with that.
No, I think I forgot to charge my computer before, and I thought I had already done so, but when I turned it on, it was already
down.
You had
to be ready for the first day of camp.
It did kind of sneak up on me. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, you've been so busy.
It's true.
With
DeAndre Tippett.
Other things.
And, you know, his job search.
His art.
You know, like Brady said, if I wanted to compete, I would have competed. You know,
I let someone else have it this year.
Yeah, exactly.
How's your stand-up routine coming?
I gave that up about 14 years ago.
Maybe you don't hurt. You don't shine shoes no more.
We went 53 minutes of all football. I'm proud of us.
All right.
We'll talk about the red hammer.
I should say, Fred Kirsch is wearing the PFW in Progress shirt. Mm-hmm. He sported it out at camp.
And he already has two stains on it.
And most impressive, he already has a stain on it.
Least impressive was him trying to move the logo that's on the front left chest by flexing his breast.
like he's doing now.
And I do mean breast. He has to do a full body convulsion to try to get the boob to move. Why didn't you put a logo on the tricep so you could have done your tricep flex, too?
Hey, Fred, before we get to Eli, like real quick, Andy and I got our webmaster to try to do a one-armed push-up the other day. It was a miserable attempt, but it was one of the most funny.
Did he say he could?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And he tried doing it. It was the most miserable failure of an attempt at anything I've ever seen. Just, you know.
Anyway.
In case we wanted to try to put that on the radio
The T-shirts are going to be available as soon as James gets it up on PFW in progress.
Hooray.
The FCC might have a problem with that.
Leave James alone.
So you're going to be able to order your
t-shirts. Eric, you going to be the fluffer in that case?
Don't put any pressure on James.
You can
see now.
You'll be able
this
to
never
order,
happened before.
Order T-shirts through PFWProgress.com.
Oh, my friend. Fred's low. We've lost Fred.
You know, see now.
I'm worried about you, Fred.
All right.
Why don't we get to some emails?
And we need Lucky to email.
Lucky.
His what size and everything?
He's the only one we don't
have. He's an XL.
Let's see. A-Team and Eric says, Ben in Boston. I have a few questions with the PPL have at...
People?
Why can't people spell it out? Okay, with the people they have at the wide receiver position, and with Moss's recent change in great season and his ability to influence receivers into mentor players, would you take Chris Henry and add him to our roster to be a huge weapon on our offense?
No. Don't even think about it again. Don't write that ever again.
No.
Wow. He really is a whole new guy.
Yeah, no interest.
Yeah.
No interest in no. Do you guys think Favre will go to any team other than the Vikings where he has the best chance to win the Super Bowl?
I hope he goes back to kill and stays there.
I don't, and I would hate to see him in Tampa. They suck, and that would be terrible for football to put Favre on a team that's not good. It would be great to see Favre in purple. It would make great headlines. It would be great for the game, and the hype for that matchup would be much more than the Pats and the Colts, even more than 8-0 versus 7-0 last year, at least to me.
It would be greater to see a person finally stick to their word and do what they said, and he said he was retired, and I hope I never see him play again.
The Bucs are the defending NFC South champs, are they not?
Yes, they are.
I mean, I don't think they're a great team. Well, they took the month off. They had the division clinched when they went into December, and they didn't play any games.
If they wanted to compete, they could have.
It's true. I choose.
Literally, Garcia didn't play. If he wanted to play, he would have played.
I just think it's funny that Gruden's like, whoa, there's a quarterback available? I'm interested. Every time there's a guy. Even guys
about 18 in the last 2 years.
A couple of retired guys, Plummer and now Favre.
Well,
right.
You know, we were talking about Peter King's Monday morning quarterback on Tuesday when we were last on this show, and he talked about the Bucs are they're one of the teams that has the cap room. They could do it. They won last, you know, they're a playoff team, so they would fit that requirement for Favre, you know, presumably. They're not a great team, but, you know, the great teams have quarterbacks.
You know,
that's why they're great.
You know, I don't know if you know, but the Colts have Peyton Manning. The Patriots have Tom Brady.
Steelers have Ben Roethlisberger.
You're not going there.
Here's the thing I want to bring up about Favre. We've talked about how, you know, at this point in his career, maybe he doesn't want to do those extra little things that you need to do, maybe in the classroom or watching film or whatever, maybe working out
he's
a little
nauseating.
Extra.
Is this what it's like every
if
day?
If he goes...
I'm seeing the whole show from your perspective now, Fred.
If he goes to a new team, and let's say this drags out 1, 2, 3 weeks into the into training camp, he's not just going to show up in a team and automatically know the offense, know the receivers, be able... He's going to have to put in the extra time and do all those things he didn't want to do when he was in Green Bay.
Well, it would be... In Tampa, it would be a derivation of the same offense, right, Paul? Gruden, McCarthy.
West Coast offense, yes.
So there should be some similarities. Gruden
sure, there'll be similarities.
Coached him, right?
He, for a brief period of time, 92 to 94.
Probably babysat for him, too.
Quarterback coach.
Yeah. So
in Green Bay, 92 to 94.
All those West Coast systems, I think.
There's similarities, sure. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like he's saying he doesn't want to do one thing or giving the impression that he doesn't want to.
I guess that Goodell is getting
involved
here.
What's the guy's name? Bruce Allen in Tampa Bay.
He's monitoring this situation.
I don't think that's right at all, by the way. I don't know if we have time to talk about that today. But Bruce Allen, I guess, asked Chris Sims if he thought that how long it would take Favre, you know, if he could, you know, to know the offense. And Sims said, you know, I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's with all the experience that he has, it wouldn't take him that much time at all. But he thought there might be some, you know, and we know that Sims and Gruden have a terrible relationship.
Right.
He said, but he might need, you know, Gruden might not be able to pound him. I guess Gruden has a reputation of being extremely difficult on his quarterbacks.
Right.
And he said he, you know, he can't just be pounding on a guy like Brett Favre all the time the way he does us, basically.
Well, maybe he wouldn't have to. Chris Sims ever think that maybe he needed to be pounding?
Have you ever watched the way Brett Favre plays?
That's exactly
what he needs. You're right, only with more talent. But you're right.
Paul, more athleticism, certainly.
You're absolutely
but
right.
But those throws that you go, what the bleep
you
is he doing?
You watch like those that 3-year run when he was the MVP, and Mike Holmgren will be talking to him. You know, you see the NFL films. You know, enough goes, with the rocket ball, huh?
Have we seen enough of that for the night? Have we seen enough of that?
I love that clip.
Reed says, hey, gangsters, what's up? Who looked the best out of the new guys in the first training camp, and who is definitely going to get cut? Also, how did Vince Red look? I know he's the long shot, but I'm really pulling for him. Have a good day.
Vince Red looked tremendous. He had the red sleeves back. He was out there on the edge wreaking havoc. No,
he wasn't doing
Vince Red do all that much.
Vince Red's on TUP.
Nobody did enough to stand out overly
My early
well
candidate is Anthony
badly,
Clement,
except
the veteran
maybe
tackle.
Anthony Clement, who got.
But I'm a little cautious here because I don't want to break my perfect record of when I say old lineman's done, I'm 2-for-2. I don't want to.
Losing your confidence?
Well, because it wasn't physical. It was heart. He wasn't prepared for a Patriots practice. That's what he wasn't prepared for. And maybe he has a good sit-down with Scar, and they work that out. You know, Big Cat Williams was done. Just D-U-N done.
Mm-hmm.
Dave in Storrs, Connecticut, wants to know about Gerard Mayo. Word is that they might have that signed by today.
Yes.
But he also wants to know, who do you think the starting safeties will be this year? Harrison and Merriweather, Harrison and Sanders, or Merriweather and Sanders?
Harrison and Sanders.
I think all three of those combinations will start games.
And I think that Merriweather is going to be a starter.
In some fashion.
Yes. In playing time, whether it's on paper or not, he's a starter. He's a starting defensive back.
Right. And James Sanders is too.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
People want to overlook him. I think the safeties
are going to be okay. I think the corner is where we have to wonder exactly who's going to be out there.
Well, Jason Webster stepping up and standing out.
I thought Jason Webster looked very good.
Stepping up and standing out.
Except when he had to cover Raven Trump.
Oh, I have a new nickname. Have we gone over that?
Oh, no, yes. Got to bring that up.
I'm not allowed to say that.
And he's going
to
be really endearing himself to the Legions.
I won't say it. Just saying the guy that plays linebacker who has a first name that ends in Y. He's an inside linebacker. He's full tilt, full time.
These things really are huge.
You add the phrase "too old" after his first name.
Let's see, Eric, Mike,
Gary. Didn't you have
Gary's going?
You had a good joke.
Look at the phony man said. What did the phony?
What
man
is say? Nick Kasher? Why is he on PUP? Did they hear that? Oh, I don't want my voice saying it. What did you say, Fred?
Never mind.
Plenty.
you can really. It's like Mikey. He'll do anything.
Mike from Pensacola. Speaking of Mikey, says Eric.
This
looks
thing
like
a whopping 16
inches. Hey, man, and Eric. Oh, my question for you guys.
I was 2 weeks late. Actually,
you should make the guy feel. Thanks. I was actually born at 1 point.
Would you guys shut up?
First 4 years of my life were a struggle. Thanks.
Touch and go.
I'm a miracle baby. First it was Princeton, Rhode Island, then it was the Super Bowl.
We already had one of those on staff.
My question for you guys is, who is your top 5 Patriot players that are currently on the team, excluding obvious ones like Brady, Moss, and Welker?
Who says Brady's
for example,
in.
Mine are Jabari Gaffney, Jimmy Sanders, Dan Copen, Ben Watson, and Mike Vrabel.
What's the criteria here?
I don't care, but using the other four of these things go together, one of them doesn't belong, it's Benjamin Watson.
I don't understand.
What the criteria is.
It's your favorite guys.
Oh,
but
favorites.
You can't,
as far as players or favorites that we like to talk to?
Oh, the best players.
Yeah, who you like.
But you can't pick Moss and leave Moss and Brady.
The best
out
players
the
on the team, excluding
but
Moss.
But in that
and Brady.
List, you have, I think, guys who are mid-round picks, you know, Copen, Sanders, Jabari Gaffney, who is a mid-round addition type guy. And then you have a guy who's a dreadful underachiever.
He's just on
That's
a roll
who he
today.
Likes.
He
says, "I look at him and
but
wonder."
But they don't go together.
But he says, "I look at him and wonder why he can't get 800 receiving yards and 8 TDs besides injuries year in and year out. He made one of the best plays I've ever seen in that 06 division game at Denver when he ran down and lit up Champ Bailey.
Yes, he did.
You know what that's turning into? That play.
Something that
before last year with Josh Beckett, it's turning into he shut out the Yankees in 2003 in the World Series.
But like. I mean, am I wrong that that list is a little, like, his inclusion on that list is different than the other guys? Like, James Sanders, I think, is a solid tackler, nothing spectacular.
The only thing I'll say is you can't tell a guy who he should like and
right.
who he can't like.
I can.
You do anything you want, evidently.
It's not
when I'm on the high of first day of camp, I can do anything I want, damn it.
It's not who are the best players. It's just guys he likes.
Okay.
You know?
Who are the guys you like, Fred? Who are your five favorite? Well, Welker, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
Tops. Tops on your list.
Brady.
Right?
You can't have Brady and Moss.
Dan Klecko.
I like Brady.
He just said you can't have Brady and Moss.
I like Brady back when he was competing.
I like Brady.
I'm not
I like
sure.
Will
we'll
Fork.
See. We'll...
I like Will Fork.
Jarvis Green.
Oh, I like Will Fork.
Jarvis Green's on
Will
my
Fork,
list.
Will Fork, Seymour, Harrison.
Green? Come on. Love for Green?
Love Jarvis.
Yeah.
Ty Warren.
You like that?
Yeah, the D-line. The D-line's a good guy.
I like Matt Light. I think Matt Light's a great guy.
I like guys that I can look thin next to.
He's hot and cold.
And I like Maroney.
I like Maroney.
He's fun to talk to.
Maroney's fun guy.
I always
fun
like
guy
to
talk
the to. Good running back, and I, you know, so
good
I
sense
like
of humor.
If we're going fun guys to talk to, Maroney's got to be at or near the top.
I list. Said to Paul, the experience of interviewing Lawrence Maroney is now an interactive one.
You better be
where
prepared.
You need to be. He's not going to answer your question right away. There's something else firing back.
He'll say
first.
Something or ask
because
you a question.
Every single, you know, there was a lady from Canada. You guys only ran the ball 28% of the time last year. Oh, whoa, somebody did their research and did their math in the offseason, like grabbing mic flags. Where are you from? Oh, WZVB5. Oh, yeah, I like that
right,
station.
He's
like,
having fun.
Everything.
He does
just,
have a lot of fun. That's why he's the guy to talk to.
Finishing up on Mike from Pensacola, he says, Eric, I'm really disappointed in how it took a threat from Fred to move you to the Rook Show to grow some stones and be one of the guys. You drag down the show with your blatant pomposity and inability to fit into with the chemistry of the show. You're a lot like Screech from Saved by the Bell. You don't belong in the cool group.
It is
somehow
it
you are associated with them. Thanks, guys.
Screech.
Keep up the good work.
So am I Slater or
you're
Zach?
Freaking hilarious.
I'm going to call him Screech from now on.
I want to be Zach.
No,
you
not.
Get all the hot chicks, right? You can be Slater. Although,
why do I have to be Slater?
I don't know where the comparison's. Because we're the two cool guys with Eric.
Speaking of cool well, guys, Mike from Sharon's on the phone. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys.
Hey,
my
Mike.
Question today is, was there any particular player that Belichick picked up this morning in practice and basically chewed out?
Belichick, no.
No.
Not that I saw.
He and was then, a casual observer to the bulk of the work.
The only time I saw him, the only time I saw him speaking one-on-one, you know, and I'm sure he did it more, but I caught him when the defensive line were working out in that far left corner in front of us. It's a big guy. I don't know who he is.
Richard Seymour?
No. It's not a guy. It's a new guy.
Steve Fipita?
Really, he was huge.
That rock guy.
He was huge.
Nefista or whatever his name is?
I don't know, but he kind of went after him after he did his, you know, his one-on-one thing. And I'm not sure if he was just, you know, giving him encouragement or what, but he was definitely talking
the
to him
ball
one-on-one. So,
Fred, you should also bring some T-shirts out to camp tomorrow as well, because I'm sure I'll want one and a few other people who usually come will probably want one.
Well, hey,
some,
Mike, do you subscribe?
Can Carol sell those?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we're gonna
well if you extend,
James
we'll give you a T-shirt.
From PFW in Progress sell them as kind of a fundraiser for his site.
No, but I was talking about people that are actually here and can buy
well,
them
if you
person.
Subscribe, you get a
well,
T-shirt.
You can order them through James's site, and then we'll
or if you send lunch, we'll send you a T-shirt.
But I want to have James an opportunity to make a little money off it to
okay.
support the site.
All right.
Good. Okay, Fred.
You're a good man,
good
Fred.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Peace out.
All right, Mike from Sharon. Let's see, Scott from Atlanta. Tom, I'm going to miss you, he says. All the best from you and your family. My question.
We'll
I noticed,
pass those along.
Yeah, Tom's not here. Don't
Tom's
worry about
not
it.
Here.
I noticed that Wes Welker was on the PUP list, and if I remember correctly, he was also not in attendance for passing camp.
That's that is correct.
And that's all he says.
Yeah,
it
he's dealing with, I don't know, I can't
it's
tell you exactly
issue.
What his injury is, but he's definitely
he doesn't
dealing
seem too concerned
something.
About it, though.
Yeah. And
he doesn't, Bill doesn't, no one does, so
yeah,
I'm
Andy
not
and Eric have talked about this. You guys heard, he's been talking in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't really lead you to believe
he
that
he's concerned
about
it. He just basically said he's not going to tell you, ask Bill, but you don't worry about it.
Let's see, Colin from Connecticut. Who do you see taking Nick Cage's role in the right tackle spot if he is suspended or jailed?
Well, that's another interesting thing
that we
didn't talk about.
I don't feel
that
Ryan Callahan is the right answer. So who do you think would be playing right tackle?
We should talk about that today for whatever it's worth.
Well, he's not going to be jailed.
With Stephen Neal not here, Nick Cazier not here, we had Russ Hochstein at right guard and Wesley Britt at right tackle.
Right.
Generally running with the ones.
And Russ
like
Hochstein getting beat like a drum by
I like
Teddy
Wesley Britt too. I think he offers more upside, as they say, than Ryan O'Callaghan.
Yeah, he's progressed well in the system.
I think he's more athletic than O'Callaghan.
He's done.
What do you think, Andy? You're the offensive line expert.
Wesley Britt, we like him.
More athletic than O'Callaghan.
Oh, no question about it.
Okay.
Versatile.
Well, I didn't want to just throw that out there. You're the offensive line
Ryan
expert.
O'Callaghan is at his best, if he could reach his potential, is a road-grading, run-blocking right tackle.
That's how I feel about it.
Wesley Britt is a more pass-blocking, mm-hmm. speed-based, you know, tight end.
He's got some skills.
And I also think that he has kind of worked on, you know, we talked about Seymour earlier, losing some weight, redistributing a little bit. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's done a little of that.
Actually,
I like his, just the way, everything
good guy
about
too.
Him. Yeah.
Underrated good
Wesley
guy.
Wesley Millard?
Yes, we should put him on that list, top five list.
Wesley he's Millard?
Good, no, Wesley Britt. Oh. But at the golf tournament, actually, Britt actually looked
and Wesley Millard
slimmed down.
It looked like an offensive lineman who had retired. You know when they always get thin?
Yeah.
When they retire and you wonder what they were doing when they were playing? Or that's just
oh, like Kyle Turley at the Super
topic
Bowl?
Topic for another show.
Are you accusing Wesley Britt of something?
No.
Oh.
No, we're saying he looked in good shape. Like he wasn't like one of these fat,
like
slovenly offensive linemen. He looked like he was fit and ready to go.
A lot of energy.
Adam in Minnesota. Hey, guys, and Eric, I don't know about you, but Bill tells us
that's
that
like the 85th time somebody's used that.
They all say
it really
that,
is.
But it's always funny.
You put shorts on this guy, and he just, like, is unbelievable.
I love wearing shorts.
And his pumpkin visor. I don't know about
you.
That's
I
his head, Fred.
I only have two visors, and one's a Red Sox visor, and I
no,
thought it was a company
that
policy
here.
That we're not allowed to wear Red Sox stuff.
That's true.
Is it really true?
Yes, it is.
Although I see people in the marketing department wearing Red Sox stuff on occasion.
Really? That's
true. Violating their own rule.
Let me know who they are.
I was going to say report them to Fred and they'll be
and
gone.
They won't be here.
But I have one rule and one rule in. Only.
Hey, guy.
Don't piss off Robert Kraft.
Right. I don't know about you, but
I don't know if you've really tried not to do that in the past.
What
certainly not on this show.
I avoid him at all costs. I don't.
And that's good.
He's the one guy I would never in
I'm not
any
talking
way
about
continue with
say,
that strategy.
I'm not talking about what you would say about him per se. I'm talking about things that you say in general.
Well, you know, he likes to be entertained. He likes Howard Stern.
That's true.
Who's that?
Who's
Oh, he loves me. He calls me the Jumbo.
The Jumbo?
To Tufts.
That's true, Dan.
Because of your head.
Ah.
You can take that one of
Patriots.
Two ways.
I don't know about you, but
we
Bill tells
jumbos.
Us that he's ready to focus on the 16-game regular season, so I guess I am too. What is the deal with Harrison? Do you know why he's on PUP? Is it anything to be concerned about? And do you guys and Eric think that Seau will be back this year to play or not? One more thing. Do you guys and Eric, wait, he doesn't know crap, know when single-game tickets come out? Do they all get released at the same time, or is it separately? Thanks for the good work. You do.
Well, I think they take the four tickets, and they release one on Thursday, one on Friday.
I think he meant game by game. No, they release it for the whole season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't they do
I
that?
I thought it already happened.
I think
a couple
they
months
might
ago.
Have already had the single
Yeah, and
season.
It was at 10 a.m. Yeah. one day.
Yeah.
It was like for about 10 minutes,
remember,
and then
that,
they sold
done.
Out, and that was it.
That's done.
So now you got to go elsewhere. I could probably get you a set if you were looking to pay double.
That's kind of against the rules.
It's a matter of respect.
What was the other question?
Seau,
yes,
I do.
He'll play for the team this year at some point.
And Harrison, he wanted to know about him.
I don't know what's
the deal.
Harrison and Vrabel, the two guys on that PUP list that we really didn't
and
know.
We have to be fair. At this time of the year, what do we usually question? Just because he's Rodney Harrison and Mike Vrabel. If
but
it,
because of that,
but
I'm
wait
going
a second.
To say that. I'm not going to question
if
that.
It was, if it was Randy Moss or
I'll
if it was
ben
a Chad
Jarvis
Jackson.
Ben Jarvis-Green Ellis, I'm going to wonder if he –
it's
if
the conditioning run is a possibility.
But my point is that those guys have been veterans of this team. They've done this run many times in the past. I can't imagine that that's the reason why they're not out there.
And, you know, I agree with you. But how come you use that type of history to make a judgment? But when it comes to Bill Belichick,
because I like Mike Vrabel and I like Rodney Harrison.
So it's definitely personal.
No,
all right.
Obviously, we use the history for a lot of things with Belichick.
Okay.
Like when we assume that they're going to be in the AFC title game and nothing less.
Exactly.
Rodney's second ball looks every bit as majestic as the first.
Can I just tell you this? You know when you say something and you think to yourself, that's
I should
coming
have said
back?
That? Yeah.
That was one immediately when it came out of my mouth. I'm like,
save that one, Rodney.
If you recall, Paul said, let's not run that show.
Well, that's a testicle to his professionalism.
Oh.
Bill, the immovable object, says TG and NJ. Is the season really back? Is it really here?
Yes.
Just watch the Belichick presser. It's real. Football is back.
You know what? That was all of our responses.
Watching Cranky Bill makes it official. Watching him, I found myself getting nostalgic. Kind of missed his monotone non-answers, the drone cliche, the stone-faced response. Why doesn't that guy have any gray hair? After all, he's been through from dealing with Parcells to the hatred in Cleveland, his single day of being the head coach of the New York Jets, and now spy camera gate in New England. He's still alive. He's like a cockroach or a tick. The guy just doesn't die. Love or hate him, the guy is a rock.
He's only 52 or 3 or something.
He's been through a lot, though. Welcome back, Bill. Football wouldn't be the same without you. And thanks for the training camp blog, guys, even if Eric is the only one doing it.
No, he won't be. Soon as IT comes back from vacation, I'll have the availability to do it on my laptop. When Paul gets here from traffic, he'll do it on it.
No, but I'm going to do this afternoon because you're going to do the update this afternoon.
Yes.
So I'll try to blog a little bit. But we don't have wireless out there. We only have cards. So
and the new card sucks.
We can't just have
literally,
like 8 guys
the battery dry
at camp.
We have issues with our cards.
The logistics of that kind of make it difficult.
You were a little late today, Paul, stuck in traffic.
You were there.
No, I know.
Did you get caught in any flooding? Any flash flooding in the...
I hope you turned around and didn't drown.
I did not drown.
Greater Peabody area?
I left at 7.
Left at 7?
Yeah. I left my house at 7.
Gary, where's that?
11.
You was lying your ass off.
No, it was about 9:15 I got here.
Wow.
So I missed a good half hour of the practice.
I'm sorry.
Brent in Illinois, glad the season's here. Training camp is always one of the most interesting times of the year. First, I assume that Eric will be the expert here because I'm sure that he could not keep his eyes off the tight ends at practice. Every year, I always think that the tight end position is going to be great for the team, and every year I'm disappointed by injuries. Now, if the current group plays well, will this be a great strength of the team in terms of blocking and passing?
No.
And second, did anyone fail the conditioning test?
Don't know.
We don't know.
Don't know.
Now, with tight ends,
we probably won't know about
that. I can't imagine it would be great because Watson is a good all-around player when he's healthy.
Yeah.
Dave Thomas has not proven
they all have some
sort
of either health or age issues.
And Marcus Pollard is old, and we don't know what he's going to contribute.
Yeah. Like Andy said, he's a spectrum.
It's a pretty succinct wrap-up of the tight end situation.
So I don't look at it as being a strength.
And it doesn't need to be anymore. It used to be they had to have two tight ends out there all the time. It was part of their base offense. They didn't have great receivers. Now you have two very good receivers to put out there. You're going to have a third, whether it's Gaffney or Jackson, whoever. You need a complementary part of the offense. I think I'm intrigued by Dave Thomas because in that role, I think he might be a better fit than Ben Watson because he can catch the ball, soft hands. You know, I picture him as, haven't seen enough of him, but the guy that will find the little openings for those little 7-yard catches and then fall down. I think he can be that player. I think the reason it can't be special or can't be high end is because of Ben Watson. He was supposed to be the guy that was supposed to evolve into the Pro Bowler, you remember, a couple years ago. I think pretty much everyone has said, he's never going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. He is what he is. He's healthy. He can make some big plays. He's athletic. But his hands are questionable at times, and he battles the injury bug.
And he's not the best running after the catch. He's got a lot of speed without the ball. But once he has the ball, he runs a little tentatively.
I don't know if I agree with that assessment.
He's easy to take down.
He gets upended at times.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of tight ends do.
I thought last year, early in the year, I thought he was really taking advantage of the offense because I thought, clearly the tight ends are going to be an afterthought, when you have all those weapons. And I thought he did a good job of taking advantage. He got hurt again, and then he was really a non-factor.
My concern with him when he is playing is whenever he does make a catch downfield, my first thought is, I hope he hangs on to the ball.
That's another issue.
He's developed one of those
things.
That's
right. I think he's limited because I don't think he has good enough hands, and I don't think he holds on to the ball even after he catches it.
Is there a chance Thomas evolves into your starting tight end?
Well, I think Dave Thomas, while not being anywhere near the caliber of Watson, I think is a much better athlete than most people would think. That's why I started by saying I don't think –
Eric talks to Spock.
No, we looked
deep into his eyes.
No, but we talked about him having maybe an opportunity because the position itself isn't overly stocked with talent like the wide receivers are. He could emerge as somebody who might.
That's
might
a setup question because if he answers that in the affirmative, then he's agreeing with you that there's not a lot of talent.
Who is?
Would you put way too much thought into stuff like
this?
He was interviewing for one of those getting to know little cute.
No, you know campaigns. What I'm saying? What? You're saying, because there's not a lot of talent, do you see yourself having a...
I didn't ask him that.
I thought you just said that.
You said there's not a lot of
tight ends. I'm making that point,
oh,
Fred.
Oh, tight ends. I thought you said talent.
They really only have two guys that you would say are locks
true.
For the roster.
No, that's true.
So there's an opportunity
not
for
even sure
either
they have
him
those
or
because
Stuper or
those two
or
guys haven't shown the ability to stay on the active roster all the time.
Right.
One of those guys could be on PUP, I mean, IR or whatever.
It's going to be a competitive position only because there's not a whole lot of depth and talent there.
Last year, there were three guys.
So you said talent again.
I love what?
A guy can't agree with that.
Yes, he can.
No,
there's
cannot.
Only two guys that are NFL players.
I know, but he can't.
Fred, I didn't ask him that.
All right, but you just all right.
I'm saying it to you guys.
All right, for us, he can say that.
That's what I'm saying.
But
it
when
for.
You say when in an interview, you're setting the guy up. You're putting him on the defensive.
I didn't
when you
ask
say
him
something
that.
Like that.
I didn't ask him
okay,
that.
I'm
I disagree, Eric.
Well, I'm telling you, that's why they get cantankerous with us, because now they
what
have
in the hell
now,
is that
now
got
they
cantankerous
have to agree
with
you.
Us.
Yeah,
no one
not
ever
a lot
gets
of talent
cantankerous
at tight
with you.
End.
I had a nice – that's true.
Second of all,
except
they don't get cantankerous. They just don't answer questions
oh,
because
that's
Bill
why.
Tells them not to answer.
No, because – all right.
I didn't,
it's not us.
I didn't ask him that question, Fred. I'm making that point here with
no,
you
that's
guys.
That's fine, and that's fine. That's fine.
I think Steven Spock could make the team. I like
he
Steven
absolutely could. That's. I think Eric's question is a fair one.
Well,
there's an opportunity.
He's very good at holding
Marcus
in his
Paul.
Emotions.
If he was in training camp last year, he probably did not have an opportunity to make the team out of training camp.
Could Marcus Pollard be like a tweener position?
Like an H-back kind of thing?
Yeah. I feel like his role could be in the slot, could
no
be
way.
Lined up out wide.
No. He doesn't have the quickness, and I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, we'll see.
You think he's a better version of Kyle Brady this year? Like a
No, totally.
No, he's not a blocker. No.
Pass-based. That's why I'm
no,
wondering.
No, I'm talking about as
in
far as
Bill's
the,
mind when he fills out the roster, if he says
that's three pass catching guys that do that better than blocking. If it's Pollard, Thomas, and Watson,
or if Pollard is like a fifth receiver or sixth receiver slash
then you have
fourth
four, tight, four
end tight
ends
slash extra. I don't know.
I don't know if Spock or the undrafted rookie
Jonathan
Stuper.
Thanks
Jonathan
for asking.
Stuper. I don't know if either one of those guys is a blocker.
I mean, do we
know.
Know that Pollard isn't really a good blocker? I mean,
no. I'm just
yeah.
At this stage
I
of
don't
his
know.
Career.
Are you worked up because you saw one drill and he was
yeah.
stonewalling
no,
somebody? Somebody.
I'm just
look,
I'm just
look,
basing
his,
it on 14 years.
He made his name in a
Fred.
Passing offense.
Exactly, right. And that's what I'm basing
you know,
it
so
on.
We don't
that's
know.
All I'm basing
you
it on.
Just so you know, a guy that. Made his name, had fun, caught the ball, caught 50, 60 passes a year. In year 14 or whatever, it's hard to say, we're going to make you a blocking
you are
tight
what you
end.
Are.
That is true.
Because most you know, guys would say, yeah, I'm going to go home
you know,
now.
If Shannon Sharp was here, Fred, would you say, do we know that he can't block? We would probably say, no, I don't necessarily know that for sure. I never saw him really
right,
line up as an inline
know.
Blocker. But what he's done or
right.
what he did throughout his career
right.
would
right.
suggest to you but, that he's a pass-catching tight end.
Generally becoming a good blocker happens over a couple of years in that role.
But, you know,
not
maybe,
a lot of guys come out of college being these dominating
blockers.
Hey,
I don't have the speed to get open really like I used to. Maybe I can kind of redefine myself as a stay-at-home tight end.
I think he could redefine
his
himself as a
literal
stay-at-home
tight end. His measurables are exactly the same as
Benjamin
Watson. Height and weight. His measurables, height and weight, are exactly the same as Benjamin
Pollard.
Watson. Pollard. Yeah. They're both 6'3", 255.
What's Spock?
Spock is 6'4", 250. So he's got a little bit more height.
He's
basically about the same.
Yeah.
So
actually,
the height actually isn't, you know, always good for blocking.
No.
Because it's hard.
You got to get down low.
Right.
You're going through the chutes.
Alejandro, he has a big thing about Tom. We'll get to that next week. But he says, one quick note, Fred, you're a very good host, but you suck as an interviewer. Last Tuesday was horrendous. You
was
even blew Mercury like? Morris. I mean, the interview, not the person.
What? Last Tuesday?
I like the fact that our emailers are now being racy.
That's right. We had Mercury Morris on. I forgot all about that.
No, but I think he's talking about when we had Craig from
right.
the Reds.
Yes, that
you
is
didn't like that interview?
Yeah, that wasn't your best interview.
What did I do wrong?
Well, besides having him on?
I thought fans wanted to hear firsthand of what they've been reading in the newspaper.
You said, was the plane shaking and what movie was playing?
Well, that's after. Well, anyway, let's see.
You know what? You
see this play, by the way, in the Red Sox game, Andy? Happened to me many
I
times.
I just did now.
Happened to me many times in my illustrious softball career. You're going back, you lose one in the lights, and going like this, and the ball comes in here.
Happened to me just because I sucked as an outfielder, and that was the only time I ever played outfield.
Let's see. Who's this? Alex. Last week, one of you compared the Favre-Green Bay situation with Miami situation when Dan Marino was in his last legs. I remember Marino was absolutely horrendous, and you could feel the pain every time he tried to walk. But physical condition aside, how would you compare both QBs in their final years? Do they grow addicted to their semi-god status they have in their cities?
I think they're afraid. I think they start to realize they're human. They're getting old. They don't want to let go of their youth and the adulation that they had and all the good times they had. And they finally have to maybe do something else for a living. And starts creeping up on them. And they're like, they don't want to let go.
I would not be one of those guys that would go gracefully. I would want to play every last year that I could.
Even if your performance was significantly deteriorated.
It's hard to judge that. I'd probably fall into that same trap that they all do because that's all you know.
Well, you'd fall into the trap that happened to Favre if he had bad years and then he came back and had a good year.
And had a fluky one.
So he's saying, I was right. I still had it left in me.
But I would probably be one of those guys that, my God, you're being paid to play sports. I'd want to hang on to that for dear life.
I agree.
You know, I would not go gracefully. They'd have to kick me out the door. They would.
Would you go as far as the charade that Favre is going through right now, Fred?
I wouldn't have retired. That's his mistake.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's his mistake, is the whole dog and pony show that he did with the retiring. That was crap. You know, just keep
I love
playing.
When Eric gets a little bee in his bonnet over something. You know, Roethlisberger last year, and all of a sudden
he's been
Favre
really
now.
Worked up over this Favre.
Just so you know, that might be my commentary when the rotation comes around.
Oh, no, you're supposed to comment on the Patriots.
No, you don't have to.
You can do that. But he's not a national column. We have national columnists. They're going to write about that.
Don't worry about it.
You can keep him under wraps?
Why are you stealing my phrases?
I told him it's a trial basis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like that whole Rook thing.
Huh?
What? What's that now?
The Rook thing?
That's permanent.
No, look. See, what happened? They put me on the Rook show, and I could never get off.
This is a chance for you to really...
All right.
Make
spread your wings.
Really. You can make that show the way you want it to be. You can have like a book section where you recommend a book. You know.
Reagan, chapter one.
I really can't comment because I've only gotten to chapter three.
That's
Are you
not
done
right.
with that book yet?
I finished it in the off season.
Oh,
guy.
You're so full of it. Why do I know that book is coming out on the first road trip?
It's not coming out on the first road trip.
The book and the green highlighter.
Nope, it's not. I have different
you're reading
things
Nancy's book now?
Who's
Nancy?
No.
She has a book?
No.
I'm actually reading a very good book right now. It's called Ghost Wars. It's all about Afghan.
You actually already told us.
From 1979 to September 10th, 2001.
It's about what?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
I was going to say, you just said Afghan.
Afghan. Afghanistan.
I know what you meant.
Isn't that a blanket?
And all the Afghan?
Yes.
Afghan
is a blanket.
It's a blanket.
Knitted blanket, yeah.
But it's really fascinating, the CIA involvement in Pakistan and all that crap, and it's I'm learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
about
from
this.
Like the Russian situation in the late 70s.
But who wrote it?
See, yeah, that's the problem.
Who
I
did
have.
Write
oh,
it?
What a Pulitzer Prize! The book.
I always
who wrote it?
Whenever I read one of those, I buy it, and then you read, that's all lies.
David Cole, it's all documented. It's all
it always is all documented.
But Andy's right. That's the problem with those political books
I
is
know.
That if it's a liberal,
you're right,
and all
you're
the
right.
all the righties come out.
Right.
And they
Fred, you should
it,
read
and the other way around.
You should read The Looming Tower by Lawrence Wright. That also won the Pulitzer Prize. It is the best account of how 9/11 came to be. That you will ever read, and it's very objective. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
You should. If you like that sort of thing, that's what you should pick that one up after.
Well, I just thought
this
would be interesting to read at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let's see. John in L.A., who was on the phone, I forgot.
Fred forgot about.
Sorry, John.
He says, 19-0, book it, and oh, please pass this on to Parenti. John Lester has more no-hitters this year than Ian Kennedy and Phil Hughes have wins combined.
That is correct.
And now, it begins.
We know Mike Parenti's a big Yankees fan, so that's going to be – we're going to try to keep baseball out of it because he can get worked up when he starts talking
and
about the Yankees.
And gets vulgar and out of control.
And somebody – one of our readers or listeners made the analogy between Tom and Mike Parenti in that Tom is the same kind of Cowboys fan that Parenti is a Yankees fan.
Oh,
it's
I like
a love-hate thing.
Murray.
You know, I've never heard Parenti say anything good about the Yankees.
Right. No, definitely true.
Wanted Joe Torre fired in, like, 96.
Right. So he loves them so much that he, unless they're perfect, he's very critical of them.
Leading to the Bernie Williams
comment. Couldn't catch AIDS.
Let's see. Bob from England, who was a first-time emailer, but
big
he's been listening
UK, huh?
since early 2006.
Nice. Nice to have you aboard, Bob.
Always enjoyed Tom's rants, and good luck to him. He's been entertaining over the last 2 years. He especially enjoyed the rant when he and Fred are without Andy and Paul. They always escalate in what they say with entertaining results. Like the other week, they started talking about suicide, and Tom talks about leaving a note blaming the family to make them feel bad, which is met by raucous laughter from Fred. He did say that.
I don't doubt it.
You know why?
Part is the raucous laughter from Fred.
Right, that's what I'm laughing at.
That's what makes me come back to PFW. Keep up the good work, and good luck, Tom.
Did you see the woman yesterday or whatever who killed herself in her house that was about to be repossessed and auctioned off, and she left a note to her husband and son, take the insurance money and pay the house off?
You don't get it if you commit suicide.
Obviously, she was getting whatever they call that. The house was getting taken away because she didn't know.
But you know what? That is, if you're really depressed and you are getting repossessed, that is a good way to stick it to them.
Well, there was another one down the Cape where the guy had a mobile home that.
Yeah, that's a good way.
He towed it and left it in the bank parking lot and said, keep it.
It's like, you know, that old comic routine when, you know, I'm driving around and this guy on my tail. And
I'll show him. I'll jam on my brakes.
Watch this. I'm going to jam on my brakes. You know, and they show the guy, you know, in this wheelchair. I showed him. What are you showing? You just committed suicide.
I have a story that happened to me.
Why did I know that he actually would?
We heard it.
At the very least, he would know someone who actually did that.
When I back a long time ago, I went to University of Tampa, and that was a bad scene back then. I got into a lot of trouble. But I had an apartment my sophomore year, and we had rented furniture, you know, from this, like, rent-a-center place. And basically, I got evicted from the apartment because we had this week-long keg party, and someone threw the keg through the wall.
So how long are we going here?
So I got evicted, so I called up the rental place, and I pretended I was a lawyer. I said, yeah, this is Fred Kirsch's lawyer. His furniture's in the place. You can pick it up anytime. And I hung up, just left it there.
Did they come get it?
I don't know. Anyway, someone's at the door.
Hey, this is Brian Morey from the Hall at Patriot Place. Now it's time for smartass Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's word.
Well, thank you. That was way too much Brian Morey, and he has work to do. I don't know what today's word
Fred has
anything
to do.
Usually, Gary tries to tie him into the conversation, but today's is...
The suicide ones I found weren't good.
Oh. Well, today's is Albuquerque Fire Hydrant. That's Albuquerque Fire Hydrant.
Well, I think I know how we could have tied that into today, because when Eric was blogging all by himself...
He was off in Albuquerque?
He was off over to the side by that fire extinguisher. So maybe that's the fire hydrant, fire extinguisher. That's how Gary tied it in.
Fred ate that burger and a half and a little piece of my cheesecake and is shaped like a fire hydrant.
Or it came out like orange fire water.
Oh, so there's plenty of tie-ins. I'm pretty sure Albuquerque's not spelled right there.
Nick says in the rare event that I'm actually awake during the show, I have one question. When should we expect you guys to start doing the show almost every day like you were last season? It was Tuesday through Friday, I believe. There was nothing better than having 8 hours of PFW on my iPod to listen to throughout the week.
Well, you're down to six.
This year, we'll be doing Tuesday through Thursday, because Friday is now EEI took over the studio on Friday. It's going to be Patriots Friday, similar to Patriots Monday with exclusive Patriots interviews.
Well, there was always Patriots Friday, but it just
But it was
removed.
On ESPN. Yeah.
Oh, why you got to look down your nose at ESPN?
Because it's going out of business.
You don't say that.
But
it is what it is.
Tuesday through Thursday is when we'll be doing a show every day from 12 to 2. And Monday and Friday will be Patriots Monday and Friday. Simulcast from WEEI.
But you can actually still get, 12 hours of PFW radio, because you'll have Paul, Andy, Mike Parenti, and Fred on PFW in Progress,
right. And
Eric from PFW on Patriots Playbook with John Rook.
Actually, you'll only have me Wednesdays and Thursdays, because Tuesdays are my day off in the season. So John gets
Not
left by
year.
His lonesome. Yes, this year.
You're
because
doing the rotation. It's all the same for everybody.
No, we're not doing the rotation. These guys work on Mondays. Work on Tuesdays. I take the Monday shift.
So you're never going to do what they do?
Yeah, he is. We got it under
No, we have it under control. But as far as the radio goes, I won't be here on Tuesdays.
Why?
Because that's my day off during the season, Fred. I'm not just going to come in here and do a radio show.
I don't understand.
We'll take
we'll
care
t- of it. We'll tell you about it later. It's going to be Paul's the same routine as
Have I stamped
you.
Approval on this yet?
Paul has. You got an argument, argue with Paul.
You got your show to do on Tuesdays. But the one thing we should announce is that we're going to have extra content this year. Brian Lowe is going to have the Fantasy Lowdown on Thursdays from 4 to 5. He's also going to be penning a monthly column in Patriots Football Weekly and Fantasy Football. and he'll have a segment on Patriots Today about fantasy. So he's going to do a whole fantasy football type of package this year.
Does he know anything about fantasy football?
Like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
What
Wednesday,
is there to
Thursday,
know
Friday, and then with every short week's a long week. With
what is there to know about?
It's just like you pick players and you make your team. But he's going to have a show Thursdays from 4 to 5. Any other shows, Gary, yet that we can announce?
No.
Okay, but we're working on it.
Will there be any that we might announce at some point?
Yeah. There might be. You never know.
So you're saying.
So we're trying to give a little bit more diversity to the lineup between 12 and 6 every day.
The Laurie and Christina show, see how that works.
That would be a good show.
I'll produce it.
Let's see. What's the matter, Eric? You look down. You look down.
No,
Paul, what is this about Eric taking Tuesdays off during the season?
It's exactly the same routine as it was last year.
Yeah, but our routine is different than last year. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's really
not
different.
We're doing a rotation this year.
We're doing a rotation as far as the writing goes.
Yes.
But that doesn't have any effect on our days off.
After the game.
We are going to do a different rotation this year. That's correct. But we're going to keep that situation the same.
Why? Because he's not.
Because it works out the best.
Is he ever going to do an overnight?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not.
Because we're going to keep the overnight.
They like that rotation the way that is.
If he's doing the game story, he's got to do the overnight.
No. First of all, he's not going to do a game story.
Oh, you're not allowing him to do the game story. Okay.
No, we're going to keep the game.
No, I thought he. So you're
we talked about some different things.
He hasn't risen to that level yet.
No, I don't think he's ready for that.
He doesn't have to. Be
I don't
like
think
that.
He's ready for that. No, I mean we talked about some different things. I think we're going to keep the overnight situation. This is great. I guess it is PFW in progress.
That's
so.
What it's all about.
Yeah. We'll keep the game day things, responsibilities the same, and I think we'll have Mike do the opposing view.
What we're going to rotate
keep Eric on the regular,
is coverage on the
web
Wednesday to Friday.
Yeah, during the week.
So who's
our
covering
updates.
Monday? You're always going to cover
I'll
Monday?
I'll be covering Monday.
Eric
yes.
is going to be here
like
for the Monday press conference, then he'll take Tuesdays off. And then
media
whoever's
week
it is – We'll do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Now, what do you got going on Tuesday that you're so dead set on having?
That's
day
the day
off?
That museums open. Museums are closed
job.
On Mondays.
You have a Tuesday job that you go to?
I have all that other stuff that I do when I'm not here. Fred.
That's what I want to know. What are you doing?
Well, museums are closed on Monday.
Funny,
so
I
he doesn't
you
need
he's
off.
Right. He's right about that, actually.
What do you think? I just made that up. I told you about my gardening museum trip.
I did. I know you.
I went
on
a Monday.
The guy that stole all that stuff?
No. I had to write a story.
It was. You think he'd still be here?
My experiences at the gardening museum, my freshman year in college. We could pick one of – we had five things that we had to do, and whatever number you had corresponded, I had – mine was the Garden Museum. So I didn't want to – I never even heard of it because I'm, you know, an uncultured slob, as Eric will tell you. And I go on a Monday. I take, like, seven switches on the green line or whatever. I get all the way there. I walk up, and the gates are closed. Closed on Mondays. Museums are closed on Mondays.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew?
It's like barbershops.
So
like
I had to just
– my trip to Alcatraz.
So I had to make up a trip
I
to
went
Faneuil
to Alcatraz.
Hall.
Yes, we've been through this.
Yeah, you told us.
Christ sakes.
Bryce, if
we get Brian Moore on Tuesdays,
maybe we can have a museum show. That's not a bad idea.
Well, you'll have to be here too with your hand up as butt.
We don't need
Tuesdays.
The lips don't even move.
I love it. I love it. Tuesdays with Maury.
Can you please stop?
I never thought anyone.
I don't think
so
anybody would really love that idea.
No, it's 4 to 5 show.
Right now, our listenership right now is a little bit uneasy.
Right.
We've lost Tom Casale.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last thing we need is more Brian Moore.
The last thing
it's
we need
to
do.
A 4 to 5 show, not on this show.
Oh, okay. Oh, fine. Oh. Hey, hey.
Oh, okay.
It's his own
show.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
All set. I'm on board. Get him an ISDN line.
Yeah,
so
if there was a
good idea.
I don't know. I didn't know you needed a show to get less views than the cheerleader chit-chat.
Oh, boy.
Now, isn't that going to take away from all the work he has to do? Oh, well, you're already doing that anyway.
Coming up right after
the
fantasy lowdown.
They're actually tearing down the museum.
Thursdays from
4 to 5. Tear down that museum, Robert.
Thursdays from 4 to 5, you want to tune in for the fantasy lowdown.
To which I said, does Brian know Lowe know anything about fantasy? And Fred goes,
what's
to
there
know?
To know?
You pick some players.
He's right.
James in Wales is on the phone. James, how you doing?
Hey, Fred, how are you, mate?
I'm doing great.
The James in Wales?
Yes.
The James? From PFWProgress.com?
I am honored, my friend. I am honored.
Likewise.
I'm honored too, mate.
You got to really bump up the Perillo League and the fantasy football because no one likes me. No one's joining my league.
I just haven't updated the actual page on the site, but the list on the forums all sorted. It's all there.
I got to give you the high five, James, for the new Listener Map 2.0 with the little faces. I love it.
Excellent. Good work.
Do I have to remove Eric now? He's leaving to go on the Rook Show.
We can leave him in. We'll leave him in for
now. Oh, sure. In the off season, you'll just have me back? Is that how it's going to be, Fred?
Oh, don't act all pissy. We'll add Rook, too. So we'll
don't get into a urination contest.
Battle.
Urination battle. I knew he used a synonym for contest. I couldn't remember what it was.
So what's up, James?
Not much, to be honest, mate. Just listening to the show and working on the website with the T-shirt thing with Fred. Just want to say thank you for all the support, really, that all you guys have shown the site.
Well, we should be thanking you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're doing all the work there.
You're doing all the work, and somehow you're getting people to go to a website about us. So
yeah, but it's a great show. I think the website and the sort of the people going to the website are just proving what a great show it is and how much support you've got around the world. And yeah, thanks.
It's also proven what a great site it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I also need to tell you, I can't take you seriously because I feel like I'm talking to one of the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. Not Ringo, mate.
Mate.
Well, James, that's great. We appreciate you calling all the way from Wales as well.
No worries.
James, the only other person I know from Wales is Fireman Sam. Do you know
I'm
Fireman
Catherine
Sam?
Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go.
James, what do you call a cigarette?
I can't say that on this.
Yeah, he's setting him up. Hey, where'd you go on your vacation?
Andy,
you were on vacation, weren't you, James?
Sorry?
You took a week off because the site was
Where'd
kind
you
of,
go on holiday?
Where'd you go on holiday?
Holiday. I went to Greece.
Really?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How was it?
I
went to Malta.
Spilled all the oil in Greece, Andy.
You got a little oily?
Okay.
You slipped on Greece and hit Turkey?
Andy's breaking out all the fifth grade humor.
Can I explode, Andy?
I was a bit worried about leaving the site with the Craig.
Craig's dead baby?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I listened to the show, and I was like, oh, cheers, Andy. Thanks for the punctuation lesson.
No problem. That's why I'm here.
Okay, well, I've got to go anyway, guys, because I've got some people coming around. So thanks for all the support again, as I said, and hopefully try and speak a bit more often to you guys. And I'll see you in October when I come down for the Rams game.
That's awesome. We'll definitely have you on the show.
Cheerio, mate.
All right.
Thanks, James.
James in Wales, the author, creator, poster.
I'd like to point out,
innovator.
When I lobbed up the cigarette joke to Fred, he said it. The guy who's in England who's allowed to say it.
Who actually has some tact. Yes.
But it's a great site, PFW in Progress. If you haven't been there yet,
shame
check
on
it out.
You.
And that's where you can order your exclusive PFW in Progress online and out of bounds.
And put your face near Andy, your favorite.
Woohoo!
Yours will come without the stain that Fred
Pick
has
Andy
on
as your favorite. I need more faces.
Did anyone say anything about
it? Are you really
going to
be like Tom and start logging on
any of the other,
as other people?
I don't think so.
None of the other media commented on the T-shirt?
No.
Screw them. They're all jealous.
You know what we need to
they're
do?
They're all too busy.
You have to start hugging them.
Hey.
What?
Here's the idea. We need to get a hot girl out there with one of our T-shirts.
Absolutely.
On. A tight one.
I'll get one for
Christina.
Get Christina and have her do like a Daisy Duke.
I'll take a small.
And
then I'll shrink it.
Yeah.
And then cut it off.
Why is Gary throwing his hands up behind us? That'll work. Sex sells.
Well, look at the trend. I mean, it really. I'm serious.
A tramp.
No, seriously. I know. All these stations, whether it's
even
Fox News. I mean, it's all about getting good-looking women on TV,
right?
And in front of athletes because they respond to that. You know, they're not going to be.
What
mean.
Do you mean by in front of?
If Erin Andrews is in front of them with a microphone, they're not going to be mean to her.
And if they are, they look like the
right,
bad guy.
Right.
Back to the ESPYs. Boy, did she look phenomenal.
Let's see. Bryce in Vermont says, Fred, I think you should push the CBS Scene Bar to have switchback ale on draft. Okay? It is so savory and delicious. I don't think the place would be any good without it. You don't have to read this on the air. Well, I already did. But I'm curious.
You don't have to read this on the air.
But I'm curious to see whether there would be a groundswell of support for this idea, not like Eric's groundswell, a real one. Perhaps my fancy for the beer is making me delusional enough to think that everyone else would demand it at the bar, kind of like how Eric likes himself enough to think everyone else demands that he stay on the show.
Wait, so, Fred, anybody, are you familiar with Switchback Ale?
I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Is that a New England brew?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know.
Well, are they going to have a lot of brews?
You know, you can't come on this show and recommend anything to drink or eat without sending us samples. So
send us a case
of Switchback Ale. If it's good, I'll get it in the bar.
Now, Fred, when's the...
we'll have it here by Monday.
The opening for CBS Sports or whatever?
I think...
Scene?
Soft opening or hard opening?
I think it's
the
September
limp opening or the hard one?
September 6th, I believe, is is the opening. September
limp
6th.
Or hard.
Yeah.
I don't even care if he's soft or hard or whatever. Now for a football question.
So December what is the, you know, the other end of the spectrum?
I haven't been listening, but who do you think will have the best shot at the playoffs, the Bills, Browns, or Jets?
Browns.
Browns,
Bills, Browns, or Jets?
Jets, Bills, in that order.
Okay.
I'm going to say Browns, Bills, Jets.
Bills got no chance.
I agree. I think the Jets and Bills have no chance. The Browns are a much better team. Their problem is going to be, as I talked about on Tuesday, I think the AFC North teams are going to have a tough time. They drew the short straw. They have the AFC South and the NFC East. The two full divisions they have to play, in right. addition to playing, you know.
So an 8-8 team could win that division, conceivably.
Yeah, but there's no way a wild card's coming out of it, is what right. I'm saying.
So they win the division.
Whereas the Jets.
Well, they could, but I think Pittsburgh is better than Cleveland.
Jets could go 4-0 against the Bills and the Dolphins. That's, I mean, when you start with four wins.
Right,
in
whereas
theory, that's
Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh are not going to be a picnic for a team like Cleveland.
Right.
I mean, they could win those games. I mean, I think those are all, to me, a toss-up kind of games. Whereas. If the Jets are better than the Bills and better than the Dolphins, those aren't toss-ups. I mean,
right.
I don't think any of those teams are, you know, the Jets and Bills, I don't think either one of those teams is going to be very good.
Well, the Jets lack the key
yeah,
quarterback.
Can't,
position.
It's
but I would
so
say the same thing about the Dolphins and the Bills. So.
And the Bills don't know about Trent Edwards. They're going with a whole new offense. They're, you know, Turk Schonert is trying to implement the West Coast and do all that kind of stuff.
Did you swallow a Bills preview?
Well, you know what, Fred? I thought I was under the impression that you
preview.
Hired us
yeah.
to know
no,
the NFL
no.
in addition to the Patriots.
Paul, don't let him get you down.
Okay?
Don't let him get you down.
Suddenly, knowledge is a bad thing.
He's wearing shorts.
I can't
help it.
I can't stay mad at Andy. He's wearing shorts.
Save that one, Renee.
What are you doing?
No.
When there's a long pause and you're staring at an email, read it.
What are you doing?
No, I was just thinking about things
Indian
that we've
shorts.
Missed, and I just remembered that we haven't had the Eric fact of the day. So, Eric.
You're right. I haven't even considered it because I've been too focused on
I
camp.
Got one.
I'm
can
sorry.
I provide mine?
You have a fact about me? Oh,
yeah.
Yes, because you have a line you want to – yes, you can – yeah, go ahead.
Eric's fine. Parents are
yes.
into
Fred
motorcycle riding. His father rides a Harley. His mom is working up to the Harley.
That's correct. She has
so
a,
she's
a
hoping
buddy scooter right
to
now.
Eventually – spend a lot of time riding a hog.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for your tact.
A hog is a Harley.
It's actually an acronym for Harley Owners Group. And, yes, it has
wants to ride
loosely
a Harley.
Leave, it, leave it to Eric,
now, Eric
to provide
do, you
with
does your father have long hair?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No, he's the same.
Any?
Kind of, yes, he has more than I do, actually, because he lets his grow.
Actually,
but,
he, believe it or not, if you can believe that, he has more hair than Eric.
Let's not,
you don't have any hair.
I shave most of it off.
Let's not miss the important fact here. His parents are clearly way cooler than he is. He's the loser in the family.
I'm not denying that.
So,
in fact, don't
riding
not
is cool.
That. Your dad keeps his Harley in your garage.
Yeah, because they have too
comes
much
over
other
and
stuff.
Gets it.
How Harley does he have it?
It's a Sportster.
Oh,
mean,
I like
he comes
those.
Over and gets it.
And Eric's like,
yeah.
Now be careful and don't stay out too
I know,
late.
I do. I feel like the.
Don't
the,
have too much
I
fun.
I feel like the parent
it's
with
funny,
two
I
motorcycle
he stayed
license
in
yourself.
His parents' garage.
I thought so too.
What's
do, you
that, Fred?
Do you have a cycle license yourself?
No, no, I don't.
No.
I wouldn't mind
Fred.
Learning.
Eric wouldn't mind riding a hog either.
See now.
What do you
miss that one, Gary?
He is wearing shorts today.
Holy mackerel. Although Todd says about Eric, what the hell does hirsute mean? I'm just a
look
simple football fan with no fancy book learning. P.S. If I have to
no
look it up, I'm not reading it.
Learning.
Get control of that jackass, Kirsch.
Hirsute?
Hirsute.
H-I-R-S-U-T-E.
The freak does that mean?
Hairy.
What?
Hairy. Sweet. With lots of hair.
Oh, so a person who's hairy looks like they have a hair suit.
Hair suit. H-I-R-S-U-T-E. Exactly.
Hair.
Chewbacca is a hirsute character from Star Wars.
I got a bit of a hair suit on my chest.
This is why you're going to Rook Show.
You told me to play up the pomposity, Gary.
No, he's going to Rook Show to make Rook Show better. It's not a demotion. It's not a...
You don't like me anymore,
it's
Fred.
Not,
isn't
it's
that
not
the
a
case?
Disciplinary
Gary
action.
Now likes me. You don't.
I'm trying to spread out the
anymore?
Talent.
Did you? What was that? Gary now likes you? Is that
no.
what you said?
Well, he doesn't not like me.
I'm doing what's best for the organization.
Yes, Fred. Yes, Fred.
Tony in
exactly.
Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay.
Do you think the lack of speed on defense has cost the Pats the last two Super Bowls, and has the team adequately addressed this? Also, give me your opinions of Mike Wright and Lakeven Smith. Are they legitimate backup defensive linemen? If the Pats don't get to the Super Bowl this year, is their run, by all accounts, on the downward slide?
The lack of speed did not cost them this last Super Bowl. The lack of scoring points because the offensive line broke down cost them this last Super Bowl.
That's a good point, Eric. I have to agree.
And the flu and the elderly state of the defense might have cost them the AFC Championship game against
the flu stuff
Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think
flu wasn't bothering them when the Colts had 6 points at the half.
Right.
No, but they clearly were a tired defense at the end of that game.
They did run out of gas.
I don't really think there's any question that Bill Belichick felt the defense wasn't fast and athletic enough.
Right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have said it 16 different ways at the draft. We wanted to get younger and more athletic.
Right, and they did. Now,
I think
what was the word
simple.
He used? Has that been addressed adequately?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can Terrence Wheatley play? He's quick and fast.
They've addressed it. We don't know how well that's going to play out. And
right.
Andy and I had a little debate about a month ago about how much better or worse the defense is than it was last year.
Was
right
that
now.
When I said they were
that's
older and younger?
That's when you said that they're younger and they're older.
Well, that's part of the challenge, though. You mix right. in Hobson, Mayo, and Wheatley, but you're also mixing in Teddy...
Maybe Junior.
Uto Loso. I don't even think that was right for Pig Latin.
You are just a clown.
Ute
Lose. Of biblical proportions.
Speaking
God
of
bless
Josh
you.
From Arlington says, did Andy really just imply that his radio personality has any resemblance to that of the great Howard Stern? That is the dumbest thing that has ever come out of his mouth. One good thing about that statement is that it shows just how demented Andy is and helps clear up a lot about why he acts like such a moron. He is clearly delusional, says Josh from Arlington.
The dumbest thing to ever come out of Andy's mouth was Rashard Mendenhall's. Well, never mind. I won't go there.
Oh.
Was what?
Wow.
Put two and two
yards
together
this year. Rashard Mendenhall or Lawrence
Maroney?
I'm trying
to figure this one out.
You think you're like Howard Stern?
What's your problem?
Is that what you're saying?
I said Mr. Kraft likes Howard Stern, so he's okay with, you know, questionable humor and pushing the
envelope.
So that
Josh is right. There was an inference there that Andy's humor is in line with Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Mark
like
Tate.
You have
our show is similar to
like
Howard
you have
Stern.
No, it isn't.
I'm Howard. Eric is Robin, the annoying, useless figure on the show.
You know,
and the woman,
about,
right? Of
how
course.
About factoids,
you have to go. I wasn't even
going to
go there. But
you know, factoids that I'm not sure that you
we
guys
never have
knew.
Any naked women in this studio, though.
Did you know
that's
that,
unfortunate.
Gary, you probably knew this. Did you know that Mike Adams, when he worked in Connecticut, he was a sports talk show host in Connecticut.
Worked at WAN.
It was the same station that Howard Stern kind of started with.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
His producer was Fred. You know the guy Fred from Howard Stern?
Fred Norris?
Yes.
Fred Kirsch?
Wow. It was Mike Adams' producer in Connecticut.
That's
I didn't know that.
That's something.
That went over like a lead
you
balloon.
You know, the one
named
Fred.
Mossad
did
writes
you know that,
in,
Gary, in all seriousness? I didn't know it either. I found
it's
out
done okay
like
for
2 weeks
himself,
ago.
Though. It's not.
Fred?
No, Mike Adams.
Mike Adams.
Oh, Mike, no, that wasn't. My point was just that what are the odds that
right.
there's these two guys that you would think working their way up at a small radio station, and they end up being these titans, you know, in satellite radio. And Mike Adams obviously has done very well for himself, too. He's got his own show here in
Boston.
Yeah,
it's not like the one who was left behind.
No, it's not like everybody that I came into contact
right.
with
the Herald
in my
had
career that
whole crew
passed
of
me by.
Skyrocketing journalists, and then you.
Assad says, I need your guys' permission
to
put PFW in progress, which I downloaded from my patriots.com onto my website. He has a Pats fan blog website. Sure. Throw it on there. That's
so
why
you.
We let you download it. Put
just
it. We don't care where people listen to it as long as they listen to it.
What if it's a site like promoting?
What
like
if there's porn on it or
Nambla
something?
Or something?
Well, then we'll take it off.
We'll put a cease and desist on it.
We'll sick the legal team on them. And Fred will say, "I never said that."
Like James
said about the lunch.
James from Roanoke Rapids says,
"Funny, I see a pile of food over there that he bitched about."
With training camp just starting, we know it's going to be a while before we get a real sense of who will be. On and how good this year's team might be. There's something that is coming up in about a week that we can really look forward to. That is the Hall of Fame induction of Andre Tippett. That will be a proud day not only for him and his family, but for all Patriots fans who have felt he deserved to be in the Hall all along.
I agree.
We're very excited about it.
August 2nd.
And he is as well.
And one of the bonuses to it is we're sending Eric to Canton, so Eric won't be here.
Eric will be there covering that. When do you leave for that?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
And how long are you gone for?
The whole weekend.
And you're going with B-Lo?
Well, I'm going by myself. B-Lo will be there at some point.
Oh, he's
going to
go
with all his friends.
You're not on the same flight?
No.
Really? I thought you guys booked together.
B-Lo's probably flying out of Boston.
No,
you're out of Providence.
Yeah, I'm flying out of Green. That's right.
Strippers wonders.
I think it's not on Tuesday.
Strippers
that's
wonders.
That might be a little plane.
Ooh, that might have a propeller. You might be in for a bumpy one.
No, I've flown green. I've flown green to Cleveland before. It's a normal flight. No. Got a nice piece on Andre coming up in the next issue too. Nice little background story on him.
Good.
I think that might be
forward to that.
Strippers wants to know if the PFW shirts look kind of gay.
No, they don't. Normal, subtle, sophisticated. Yeah.
They're white T-shirts. They got the nice
small logo on the front,
big logo on the
larger
back.
One on the back.
Front just one for flexing, if you can flex.
Yeah,
if you like
Fred. But
or just
yeah, they're just regular T-shirts.
Have
not
a seizure.
Good quality shirt though.
Oh, it's a good beefy tee.
Yeah,
they're not free agent. Undrafted free agent out of LSU-ish.
Dan in Fairfax clears up some suicide info. He says, generally, if you've had a policy for over 2 years, you can still get your policy paid off even if you commit suicide. It's good to know. I've had mine for over 2 years. So
obviously, he's done some investigation about
this. It's good to know. Maybe I'll look into that.
Stay with us.
Fred, we have an agreement.
What's that?
You can't, leave here, commit suicide.
I have to do what's right for me.
You can't do that until
suicide. Wait, is right for me. It might be.
But you have to do what was right for the organization.
You
Fred.
Can't do that until I'm ready to leave.
5 minutes ago, you said it was what was right for the organization. Now it's what's right for you.
That might be right for them too.
I missed a lot when I went to the bathroom. Huh? What are you guys talking about? What's
these
right for the organization?
Brent from Illinois. What does Rook think about having Eric on his show? He's against it, but that's
having
okay.
Having Eric on his show. Sucky, sucky, sucky. Does Rook even know about this?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny if I just show up one day and he's like, what the hell are you doing here?
That was a terrible Rook impression.
Stripper says, Andy needs to be on Scott Farrell's show. Call in once a week and talk about the NFL.
Who's Scott Farrell?
He's on Sirius. He has a sports show on Sirius.
Is Satellite Radio
he's the, other, he's the one that always goes, check it out. When he promos his show, he does the promo. He goes, check it out.
Gary's all upset. Evidently, he doesn't have his thing rolling or whatever.
No, I'm rolling, but it's an hour and 55 minutes in.
Scott Farrell, does he make money?
Scott Farrell, I don't know. He's on radio.
Andy Gresh has a show on Sirius.
But that's my point. Is Scott Farrell like a couple tiers below Howard Stern, or is Scott Farrell a half a tier above Andy Hart?
Wow. You don't have to really insult the guy.
I've never heard the
level.
Name.
All right. You don't have Sirius, so don't, it's okay.
I've heard of Howard Stern.
Steve in Amherst, New Hampshire. I've asked this question before, but I think you guessed the answer, so I just want to confirm. And if you don't know, please let me know who I should contact. I know you can tailgate during a game, but when I am at camp on Monday, will I be allowed to tailgate, which includes the consumption of alcoholic beverages, or are the rules different? If I can, I would like to invite you to swing by for some lunch. If you are coming, please let me know, especially if Fred will be present, because I will have to bring a ton more food. I have heard of people tailgating for training camp, but that's kind of weird, and you don't need to do it. They have plenty of food here.
They want you to buy the $8 beers and the $12 hot dogs.
Yeah, they have beer here, so you don't need to tailgate. It's kind of crazy.
And we will not
Dippin' Dots here?
We will not be able to do that anyway.
We wouldn't be able to. Hot dog and came out as orange fire.
No, the middle of the day is our peak work.
We wouldn't be able to join you as much as that invitation is nice.
We have press conference, players.
There
must be a nude girl on or something. Fred stopped in his tracks and is watching TV.
Well, this is.
Oh, even worse. It's a nude man.
On to football. My gut tells me that there's a 70% chance that Junior will join the team at some point during the season, and Ty Law at about 25%. What are your thoughts?
More likely on Junior.
Junior, lower on Law.
Okay.
Now, I think Law will probably show up somewhere, but
maybe not here.
Maybe not here. He could show. I still say he could show up in
New York,
Denver, when Champ Bailey blows out his ACL or something like that.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Remember,
don't
worry, Gary.
Meeting.
I got it. Tuesday is the going away show for Tom Casale.
Now too late for the bit I was going
to
play.
Gary's got a whole bunch of stuff that he has prepared. To say goodbye to Tom. Not sure if Tom's going to be here, but
I'll be looking forward to that one.
So that's going to be a good show. A lot of memories over the last few years with Tom.
What are we going to do for the other hour and 55 minutes?
His
screen names.
I'll tell you, Eric
in.
Is just the animosity that has obviously built between you and Tom.
So Gary, let's hear your preview.
It's eye-opening.
Gary has a preview. I'll see you next Tuesday.
That'll do it. Another PFW in Progress. We'll be back next week.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, God, yeah!
Patriots.com Radio.